Townhall.com. Anat Thomason. An illegal alien from Guatemala facing murder charges for allegedly setting a woman on fire inside a New York City subway car and then watching her die. Authorities say 33-year-old Sebastian Zepeda was deported under President Trump in 2018, but at some point re-entered the country. Luigi Mangione's lawyer questions whether her client, charged in the fatal shooting of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, can get a fair trial in New York.
He also took issue with Mayor Eric Adams showing up on Thursday at the heliport where Mangione's police helicopter that brought him part of the way from Pennsylvania landed. Adams at that time made comments to the media saying that he wanted to be at the heliport to look Mangione in the eye and referred to him as a terrorist.
Correspondent Michael Sisak in New York. A powerful storm pounding California's central coast. It's brought flooding and high surf, blamed for the death of a man trapped beneath debris on a beach and later partially collapsed a pier. Religious tensions flare in Syria amid a political upheaval in the wake of the ouster of longtime dictator Bashar al-Assad.
The burning of a Christmas tree in the predominantly Christian town of Skalbiyeh in Hama province has caused anger among Christian communities across the country. Thousands protested in different parts of Syria calling for protection for minorities. Two mosque fighters appeared in a video on social media setting fire to the tree.
The BBC's Lena Sinjab reports Syria's government describes the men as foreigners and says they have been detained. Today will be a holiday-shortened trading session on Wall Street with the New York Stock Exchange and the Nasdaq closing early at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Meanwhile, stock futures modestly higher. The Dow futures are up 9 points. Nasdaq futures ahead 35. The S&P futures 6 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I want you to be realistic about December. We're going to have lots of treats, lots of temptations. It's got to be the worst month of the year in terms of eating right. But look, don't stuff treats, meats, and dishes into your mouth without Balance of Nature every single day. Balance of Nature is made from whole fruit and veggie ingredients, and you should not skip taking these daily supplements. I never do. It's the one thing I get right because feeling good is important to me, especially in December. Join me in pushing back against the dreaded December crash. Get Balance of Nature today. Use the discount code Mike G. Sign up as a new customer and we're going to get you 35% off plus free shipping and their money back guarantee. This is an awesome December discount, but you got to use my promo code Mike G. Come on, join me on the Balance of Nature story. Call 800-246-8751 and use the discount code Mike G. 800-246-8751, discount code Mike G, or order online at balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code Mike G to get 35% off plus free shipping from Balance of Nature.
Israel acknowledging involvement in the death of a Hamas leader.
Israel's defense minister has confirmed that Israel did assassinate Hamas's top leader last summer and is threatening to take similar action against the leadership of the Houthi rebel group in Yemen. The comments appeared to mark the first time that Israel has acknowledged killing Ismail Haniyeh, who died in an explosion in Iran in July. Israel Katz says the Houthis will meet a similar fate as the other members of the Iranian-led alliance in the region. He also noted that Israel has killed other leaders of Hamas and Hezbollah and helped topple Syria's Bashar Assad and destroyed Iran's anti-aircraft systems. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
An explosion at a munitions factory in northwest Turkey has left at least a dozen people dead, four injured. Local officials says a blast collapsed the building while surrounding buildings suffered major damage. News and analysis, townhall.com. Falling from a horse can be tough. Just ask Nebraska's chief executive.
Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen was in stable condition with doctors saying his prognosis was positive and he should be out of intensive care despite seven rib fractures, a partially collapsed lung due to the rib damage, a minor fracture in one of his vertebrae, and a minor kidney injury after he was bucked off a horse. Dr. Hillman Terzian.
Complications from that, but I've been very pleased with his progress overnight. When you examine him and you talk to him, he's a tough guy, and that shows with the way he's recovering so far.
The 68-year-old underwent a minimally invasive procedure for the spleen injury at Nebraska Medical Center. I'm Julie Walker.
A fever has landed former President Clinton in a Washington, D.C. hospital. The 78-year-old Clinton was admitted to Georgetown University Medical Center for observation and tests. More on these stories at townhall.com.
And let's go to traffic and weather with Chuck Whitaker.
Hey, good morning. Fairly quiet early. We're watching some possible precipitation coming in from the north and west right now. Looks like it's not really hitting the ground at this point, but the line is northern Baltimore County and Westminster over through the northwest end of Howard County. So just looking at some of the cameras to see if there might be something in the way that could be falling on the roadways. But so far, it looks like we're pretty quiet. One wreck outside of Annapolis. Been there about 20 minutes now. Davidsonville Road, just to the north of Route 50. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
There's a winter weather advisory this morning until 1 o'clock this afternoon. Some light freezing rain or drizzle in spots. Doesn't last long. Will dry out later today. And warm up, 44 today. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 42 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
There are many myths and misconceptions about the topic of estate planning. One of the most common being the belief that the planning process must be an uncomfortable, depressing discussion with your family. In reality, estate planning is an empowering opportunity to evaluate what's important to you and learn how to protect it. Stover Legal's valuable insights and customized approach to estate planning ensures you and your loved ones are protected if something unexpected were to happen. Our experienced attorneys are dedicated to estates, wills, trusts, and medical directives tailored to each family's individual story. We are here to protect your family and provide a peace of mind to your generation of planners. Contact us today to learn more about how to protect your stuff and your legacy at planbaltimore.com or by calling 410-645-PLAN. That's planbaltimore.com, planbaltimore.com, or call us at 410-645-PLAN.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
No stopping the machine that is the NFL as the Ravens and Texans get set for tomorrow on Christmas Day. These two teams are fairly familiar with one another, having played each other twice last year. Texans coach D'Amico Ryan's on if that is relevant to tomorrow's game.
Playing them last year, I don't think it has a lot to do with this year. With them adding Derrick Henry, I think their offense has changed significantly with Derrick and what they're able to do. I think they're able to run the football even better now having Derrick. Derrick, he's having an outstanding year.
Derrick Henry, of course, the AFC's leading rusher. Zay Flowers still hasn't practiced this week for Baltimore, a shoulder in a sling. And the Deontay Johnson plot thickens. The disgruntled wide receiver just released by the Ravens was picked up yesterday by the Texans. NFL last night, the Saints did not go marching in to Green Bay.
Third down and goal, back to the air. Touchdown, Wicks, wide open. Green Bay takes the early lead.
And they would never look back. Joe Buck with the call on ESPN. Packers 34, Saints nothing. The Pack in the playoffs for the fifth time in 6 years. Coming up at 6:35, the NFL's history with Christmas. And that is Stein on Sports.
At Wheelchairs for Warriors, serving America's heroes is our mission. With your support, we serve veterans and first responders injured in the line of duty across the United States of America, providing them custom fit, complex rehab mobility solutions to ensure they rejoin their lives at the highest level of independent mobility and function possible. Join the mission at wheelchairsforwarriors.org.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome to the Morning Drive. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. God gave us faith, hope, and love. And the greatest is love. Amen. Good morning. My name is Jeff McDonald, president of the Patriot Club of America and guest host on WCBM. I want to thank Sean Casey and WCBM for the opportunity and the privilege to be with you this morning again. I'll be with you all week, with the exception of tomorrow, Christmas Day, and the start of Hanukkah. You may be just waking up to my voice. You may be on your way to work. I can tell you it's already busy on the highways and byways. You may be exercising, taking your morning walk, enjoying your first cup of coffee with the scent of a holiday candle, or perhaps walking your dog. Whatever it is you're doing, let's have a conversation, because what is on my mind is on, I'm sorry, what is on your mind is on my mind as we explore our topics this morning. And quite frankly, there's some topics that I really don't want to discuss on Christmas Eve, but I think they need to be discussed. But that's not what we're going to start off with this morning. And what makes talk radio so great is the opportunity for you and I to have a conversation. So I am truly looking forward to your call this morning. So please give me a call at 410-922-6680 or 800-922-6680. The lovely voice that you will hear when you call me this morning is our beautiful and talented producer, Michelle Trussello. So give us a call, then let's talk about it, as this is Talk Radio, the senior media, and we engage each other through the theater of the mind. So there is something that I want to get into first thing this morning, but I'm not going to get into it right away because we will be going to traffic and weather very shortly. But there is something that I'd like for you to ponder as we get going this morning. Meet some of the violent killers for whom Biden commuted death sentences. As one of the final acts as president, Joe Biden is commuting the death sentences of 37 federal government, 40 death row inmates, giving them life sentences instead. These 37 men include some of the most violent killers in the United States. Now, let's see. Just a couple days ago, an illegal who was deported under the Trump administration wandered back into the United States under the Biden administration's open border policies. And what did he do? He set a sleeping woman on fire in the New York subway. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but enough is enough. Once we get back from traffic and weather, I am going to shift a little bit. But my golly, this is something that we as American citizens must talk about and must be addressed by those who are representing us. So on that note, let's go to traffic with the traffic Hollywood fashion plate, Mr. Charles Whitaker. Good morning, Chuck.
Styling and profiling.
Styling and profiling. Limo riding Chuck Whitaker. Here we go again.
Well, I just saw something that got my attention. Fox 45 put out their alert that says snow will begin in about 25 minutes over the area. So we'll watch and see. I haven't seen anything so far hitting the ground. I've been looking all over the place, Howard County, Baltimore County. But the radar is showing there is a line from northern Baltimore County south and west towards Howard County, including Carroll County. So if it's going to do anything, that's where it's coming from. Right now it appears to be light, and hopefully it's not freezing rain so far. If you look on the radar, you happen to see it light blue, which would indicate some light snow in the area. But I don't see anything at this particular point. Looks like we're good to go at both the Harbor Tunnels, looking at 895. There's actually a flashing light here just south of the O'Donnell Street ramp. It's actually right at the O'Donnell Street ramp on the right side. Appears to be a broken down vehicle crowding the right lane. So if you're coming south on 895, after you get to Lombard Street, Urban Avenue, you'll see it. You're going to have to move over to the left-hand side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you very much, Chuck. We'll talk to you in a little while.
Today's weather, as Chuck just alluded, there is a winter weather advisory until 1 p.m. However, the high today is 44. On Christmas Day, it will be partly cloudy and 42. So let's hope that when I came in this morning, there was already quite a bit of traffic. And also, as Chuck alluded, everything is dry at this point. So right now, let's go to Joe in Randallstown. And Joe, I want to thank you very much for calling this morning, because I think this whole situation with commuting sentences, I don't know. I'm going to get into, Joe, what the some of these outrageous murderers did. But your thoughts this morning, Joe? And again, thank you for calling.
Okay, well, thank you for having me on this morning.
It's my pleasure.
I know it's early.
No. Joe, it's not early. I mean, for some people, half the day's over.
Yeah, there you go. Those are the really busy ones.
Yes, they are, my friend.
Anyhow, what I like to say about the pardons is this, and if you take the order of the pardons, and it's what Joe Biden does. First, he takes care of his family and his business associates. Did you hear about the first pardons of the like the Chinese business partners and all? There's like a couple of them. One that was heavily into porn. So, and these are like the business associates of his family. And then I think there was somebody who was like the largest economic fraud in history. And he lets those people go. And then the next group of pardons. Okay, first he saves his family, right?
Yes.
And does pardons to save his family. Then he does pardons to literally insult families, other families. By him commuting these murderers, which I believe they all have families that are living with this, and so for him to do it in that order, it's an insult to the families that are living with the grief of what these people did.
You know, Joe,
I find it pure evil.
Joe, as do I. No, it's demonic. And Joe, I'm glad you brought that up, because you mentioned the families who are living with this. And I want to read. Stay on the line with me, please, because I want your perspective on this.
Yeah.
So Brandon Council in 2019, Brandon Council was sentenced to death for murdering 59-year-old Donna Major and 36-year-old Katie Skeen in 2017 in a South Carolina bank robbery. It wasn't enough just to get the money. He had to murder them. Skeen's mother, Betty Rich, and this goes back to the great point you brought up, Joe. Skeen's mother, Betty Richardson Davis, told local media that Biden commuting Council's sentence for murdering her daughter is an injustice. Major's husband, Daniel Major,
absolutely,
similarly blasted Biden for the move. I am totally disappointed in our judicial system, Daniel Major said. The fact that the senile president has the power and the authority to just disregard the judicial system, it is a complete abuse of power. That is one of the victim's father, Edward Leon Fields. Your thought on that, Joe?
I certainly feel for these families, and to do it around this time of year, it is just unbelievable. Joe Biden's timing on everything he does, first of all, I've analyzed Joe Biden for a long time, just like everybody else. Everything he does turns to the negative.
Everything.
There's not one thing he accomplishes that goes positive and, okay, we got our money's worth. Everything turns to disaster with him.
Well, and notwithstanding the fact, Joe, you're bringing up great points. I'll go one further. Everything he does turns to demonic crap. You can go all the way back when he was on the city council in Milford, Delaware, or whatever it was. He cheated in college. He cheated in high school. And does anybody really believe that there was some guy named Popcorn or Corn Pop or whatever the heck it was? I mean, give me a break. Right?
His nature of not being truthful is at an unbelievable extent for a human being. He will lie about anything to, that's what narcissists do. They will lie, the real brutal narcissists, they will lie about anything, even if it doesn't matter.
You know,
it's just, Joe Biden's nature is to just, he wakes up in the morning and corruption is, when his mind opens, it opens to some form of corruption or deceit. And that's his nature.
You know what? Again, you made another great point, and I'm going to have to fly for a break, but I want to thank you very much for calling. But hang on. You made a wonderful point about narcissism. You're spot on. So, yes. Joe, I want to thank you for lighting up the airways this morning on Christmas Eve, because everything you said is relevant. Everything you said is true. It is outrageous, but on a lighter note, I want to wish you and your family a very blessed Thanksgiving and a very healthy and prosperous New Year's. And Joe, thank you very much for calling at 20 after the hour on Christmas Eve, because you got the show rolling, my friend.
Well, listen, it's a pleasure to talk to you. And I just wanted to say that I know 100% for sure that every family in America, with common sense of what's going on, is with these families that Joe Biden has, what's the word I'm looking for, has stirred up things with.
Just completely insulted. Yeah, it's a disgrace.
America is disgusted with this.
Amen, brother. Have a great day. God bless you. Be safe. Let's go to commercials, and when we get back, we'll talk about this some more.
Merry Christmas, Maryland!
Happy holidays to all. It's the perfect time to talk about Rescue Natural Supplements and their Deck the Hall sale. Right now, you can save up to 78% on exceptional natural supplements for every area of your health. From essentials like omega-3s and probiotics to cholesterol support, natural pain relief, and more. And the best part? Over a dozen health-boosting rescue products are marked down under $20. Get started or stock up today. Call 800-26-ALIVE. That's 800-262-5483. And speak with a rescue product consultant. Or shop online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. With Rescue, you can reinforce your immune system, boost energy, and reach your health goals. Again, there's no code needed to save up to 78% site-wide. So get a head start on your health. Visit res-q.com. Today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening. You can listen to WCBM wherever you go, at home, at work, in the car, or at the gym. Take WCBM on vacation or on a walk, and don't miss a minute of your favorite shows live or on demand. Listen on AM 680, 99.9 FM in Harford County, WCBM.com, and the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. Make the right choice. Talk Radio 680 WCBM at 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Let's go to traffic with, again, the Hollywood fashion plate, Charles Whitaker. What's happening out there, Charles?
Let me do this. You know what that means? It's snowing.
It's uh-oh. Here we go.
Yes, sir. Bread, milk, toilet paper.
There
get it while you can.
Baby. There
I
you
mean,
go.
There are about three flakes on the beltway right now at Liberty Road. But, you know, it's going to be 6-8 inches deep before the next 20 minutes. So we'll keep an eye on that. But, yeah.
Thank you.
I was just telling Michelle, I said, there's one camera here that I can look at. There's an overhead street light there at Liberty Road in the beltway. And I can actually see the snow falling underneath the street light. And it's actually coming down pretty good. So it has arrived, and it's coming in from the north and west. And again, it's on a line from northern Baltimore County over to the west side and then down into Howard County. The roadways have been treated, so we're not looking for any big problems there. And the good news is, at this point, it's not freezing rain. It's snow, so we should be okay. It's going to look nice on the grass.
Yes.
Not affecting anybody right now. The beltway still looks good. Whatever that situation was on 895 southbound at O'Donnell Street, corrected itself. Lanes are open, and we're back in business there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCB.
Thank you very much, Chuck. We'll talk to you in a bit. Winter weather advisory until 1 p.m. this morning. My apologies. Today, the high will be 44, so whatever happens this morning will obviously melt by this afternoon. Christmas Day, partly cloudy and 42. And if you haven't been out yet, this morning actually feels a little bit balmy compared to yesterday morning, because yesterday morning, I think when I left, it was about 12 degrees. So get out and get some fresh air, get everything done, and enjoy the snow. It is Christmas. Everyone dreams of a white Christmas, so enjoy it. And the good news is you'll have a little snow this morning, and by this afternoon, it should be sunny. So we are talking about, which I really didn't want to talk about on Christmas Eve, but when I saw this at like 3 a.m., this morning, I was stunned. Meet some of the violent killers for whom Biden commuted death sentences. Joe from Randallstown just had a great call regarding some of the other antics of the current president, and I want to hear from you about this because, ladies and gentlemen, this is a very relevant subject right now as far as what's going on with the end of the current president. I read the bio, if you will, on the first murderer, Brandon Council, and I'm going to go into the second one. And again, I realize it's Christmas Eve. We are going to shift in a little bit, but this is so relevant that I feel that it must be communicated. And again, I want to hear from you, so please give me a call at 410-922-6680 or 800-922-6680. Michelle is ready to take your call. Let's talk about Len Davis. In 1996, former New Orleans Police Department officer Len Davis was sentenced to death for ordering the murder of 32-year-old Kim Groves after she filed a civil rights complaint against him. Davis, known as the Desire Terrorist, was the leader of a criminal network with the New Orleans Police Department that helped traffic drugs, get criminals off, and lock up innocent people. I have to repeat this one, ladies and gentlemen. Len Davis, who was a police department known as the Desire Terrorist, was the leader of a criminal network within New Orleans Police Department that helped traffic drugs, get criminals off, put them right back on the street, and lock up innocent people. Groves, a mother of three children, had filed the complaint against Davis after she watched him brutally beat a young man. Now, this is a man who was on death row, but thanks to the magic wand of the current president, whose name I'm not even mentioning anymore, she's back out on the street. He's not back out on the street. He is no longer on death row. So, on that note, we've got another great call from Federalsburg. I love Federalsburg. What a great little city or little town on the Eastern Shore in Maryland. Sue, what say you? Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. And thanks for taking my call.
It's my pleasure.
And the difference in the morning show. But
this thank you for that.
There's no denial that it's a horrid thing that Biden did. Hard. And you're correct in everything you say. But I have a different take. Not different, but I have another take on it.
I'm glad.
And I wonder how you feel, because I know you're a very faithful man, and you have shown that in your introduction and when you're on.
Thank you.
So I see it as, what's God got going on here? You know, mm-hmm. if certain things are allowed to happen, I agree, and I think it's horrible, and I think he is a horrible man, and just things that, but the whole instance of what's going on, is there a bigger picture involved? And I mean, when we think about Jesus' death on a cross and how horrible that was, but it had to be done. So I can't imagine what God's got going on with this having to be done, but the people that these criminals have killed and everything, right. They're not coming back.
There's Sue, hold that thought. I want to hold you over. I've got to go to the news, but hold that thought, Sue. And we're going to talk about, because you're bringing up a great point this morning at 30 past the hour. Let's go to the news, and we'll pick Sue up on the other side after sports.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. An illegal alien from Guatemala faces murder charges for allegedly setting a woman on fire inside a New York City subway car, then watching her die. Luigi Mangione's attorney questions whether her client, who's charged in the fatal shooting of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, can get a fair trial in New York. A powerful storm has pounded California's central coast, bringing flooding and high surf. It's blamed for the death of a man who was trapped beneath debris on a beach, and later the storm partially collapsed a pier. Religious tensions are flaring in Syria amid a political upheaval in the wake of the ouster of longtime Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad. This will be a holiday-shortened trading session on Wall Street, with the New York Stock Exchange and the NASDAQ closing at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. The Dow futures up 10 points. More details, srnnews.com.
Do you have a property to sell and want to make top dollar, but don't have the money to invest in repairs or renovations? Renovation Real Estate has you covered. I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate, a licensed real estate brokerage and home improvement contractor. I'll invest my money to repair or renovate your property, list it, and get it sold, resulting in a greater profit for you. No money up front, no managing repairs or renovations. Renovation Real Estate does it all for you with no money out of pocket. You don't pay a dime until closing. We fix it, we sell it, you profit at Renovation Real Estate. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Don't let the cost and hassle of repairs or renovations stand in your way of making a greater profit on the sale of your home. You don't pay a dime until closing. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Contact me today at renovation.realestate. That's renovation.realestate. MHIC 145330.
Okay, let's go. Top row, tell me what you see on the eye chart.
EYECARE.
Good. Next row.
America. ICareAmerica.org.
Yes, ICareAmerica is a program that helps seniors 65 and older who haven't had a medical eye exam in 3 or more years. They also help those with an increased risk for glaucoma. And the appointment is often free or at no out-of-pocket cost. There are thousands of volunteer ophthalmologists throughout the United States, which means there's probably a participating doctor right where you live. To protect your eyes, early detection is key. So don't wait. It's easy to see if you qualify. Go to iCareAmerica.org today. That's EYECareAmerica.org.
Let's go again to Chuck Whitaker in traffic. It seems as though there's a little precipitation out there. What's happening, Chuck?
There's a little snow. I was telling Michelle again, there's a little snow just kind of, you see it blowing over the Beltway. So it's a real dry snow, and the Beltway conditions are fine, but it's just kind of blowing right here at Hartford Road. You can see it where it's just kind of just blowing off to the side of the road, very light, wispy kind of snow. But it's overspreading the area pretty much now. The only thing we're concerned about is if it does happen to melt just a little bit, and the bridges could be a little bit dicey, so we're going to have to watch for that. So just a heads up, there are no issues right now. Traffic is still light through the area, but we'll continue to monitor that, and in the meantime, continue to watch your speed. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck.
Winter weather advisory this morning until 1 o'clock this afternoon. Some light freezing rain or drizzle in spots. Doesn't last long. Will dry out later today. And warm up, 44 today. Tomorrow, Partly cloudy, 42 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Progressive Commercial Insurance can protect your small business with over 30 coverage options, an easy-to-use mobile app, personalized discounts, and more. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at progressivecommercial.com. Discounts and coverage selections not available in all states or situations.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Quarterback matchup should be an interesting one on Christmas Day. C.J. Stroud, considered one of the best young quarterbacks in the league for the Texans, against Lamar, now considered somewhat of a veteran. Now in his seventh year, two takes here. First from John Harbaugh on where Lamar is in his NFL quarterback journey.
I really think, you know, he's really a young player still in the sense it's 7 years. Now quarterbacks, you know, they play, everybody plays long, you know, quarterbacks play a long time now. And so it's what you would expect from a diligent, talented player.
Yeah, that's more of a technical determination of what Lamar is. Let's hear from Mark Andrews on what he sees as the brilliance of Lamar.
He's Houdini. He's Lamar. He's special, and he did it again today against them.
That was after the Pittsburgh Steelers game. Lamar with 37 touchdowns on the season. That is a franchise record, just four interceptions. He's the highest-rated quarterback in the NFL as we speak. Meanwhile, Stroud, 19 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. He is ranked number 23. Injury news, and this is important on a short week. The Ravens with six DNPs yesterday, including Flowers, Aguilar, and Justice Hill. Hill will definitely not play on Wednesday against the Texans. Texans improved yesterday. Three DNPs, including guard Shaq Mason. Premier pass rusher Will Anderson Jr. was limited, and safety Jimmy Ward was not even listed on the report. Elsewhere in the NFL, for the record, the Saints do not like being cold.
Just another example of many of Josh Jacobs making people miss.
And now, touchdown, Jacobs.
Joe Buck and Troy Aikman with the call. The Packers shut out the Saints yesterday at Lambeau, 34-0 the final. NHL action, Caps beaten in Boston last night, 4-1 by the Bruins. Boston killed a five-minute major penalty in the third period without allowing a capital shot. On the hardwood, the Wizards dismantled by the Thunder, 123-105. OKC with 15 steals in the game. They lead the league in that category. Jordan Poole led the Wiz with 31 points in 38 minutes. The time now is 6:36 when we return the history of Christmas and the NFL.
The Sage from South Central is back on your radio. Hi, Larry Elder here. I run for governor of California and for president. I know what it takes to turn this country around. Join me every Sunday night at 10 as we discuss the most important issues in this pivotal election year. Let's get to work. We've got a country to save. Tune in to the Larry Elder Show only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
So, Jeff, it really is interesting, the history of the league, the NFL, with Christmas. You know, for Johnny-come-latelys in terms of following the NFL, if you think about it, people would think, oh, it's a natural fit, you know, right, a holiday, right. Christmas, NFL football. And they had played NFL games on Christmas every year since 2020. But it didn't used to be that way.
Right.
Back in the early days of the league would actually end the season pretty yes. early. You know, the championship games in 58 and 59 were in December, mm-hmm. just after Christmas. So there was really no Christmas spillover with the NFL.
Right.
But that all changed in 1971. In 1971, the league actually played their first ever games on Christmas Day.
Okay.
It was two playoff games, and the big one was, of course, the Chiefs-Dolphins game, which ended up being the longest game in NFL history, 82 minutes and 40 seconds, double overtime.
Wow.
But the problem, though, was there was a lot of pushback from
right.
the fans
right.
because the game went so long, it went so late into the evening that it, you know, it conflicted with Christmas dinner
yes.
and conflicted
yes.
with Mass.
Yes.
And so there was a big outrage. So the NFL did not do a Christmas game at all for the next 18 years.
Interesting.
They were dark on Christmas.
They listened to their fans.
They listened to their fans. And then in 1989, things turned, things changed. And periodically through time, they have now grown to where 30 NFL games have been played on Christmas. And now it's a staple on Christmas Day.
How about that? I am, as we talked yesterday, I'm going to deflect back to it's Christmas. I think that the screens, whether it be our iPhones, our laptops, or whatever. The screens are taking us away from family time. And it's interesting, Gary, that you said that 1971, which is not that long ago, people were upset. Well, and they weren't necessarily upset because the game was on, but if I heard you correctly, they were upset because it went into double overtime, which hence conflicted with mass and meals and so on and so forth. Whereas today it's a staple. Quick question before we get back to the calls. How long has the NBA been playing on? Don't they always play on Christmas Day?
Yeah, I don't know how many years, but they kind of staked that territory out.
Yes.
You know, five games actually. Starts at noon, it doesn't end until 10 o'clock.
Right.
But I think the NBA is different. You know, the NFL is like must-see TV.
Yeah.
If there's an NFL game on, people are going to watch.
Yes.
The NBA, you know, they'll cruise in and out. They may look at their phones for a score, but I don't know that people are sitting there watching 10 hours worth of basketball.
So many more games. So many more games, just like baseball, right? But hey, I think that it's funny, like I said to you before we went on the air, I actually was thinking about that early this morning, about the NFL playing tomorrow. But it's where we are, and I guess that if that's what the fans now want, they're the customers. I guess it's incumbent upon the NFL to do what their fans want.
I think in today's world where information is instant, that you have to be on.
I think that's a great point.
The league has to be on at this point, where we are in our culture, whether you like it or not. And I know a lot of people don't like it, actually, but I think the league has to be on.
Yeah, and I agree with you, Gary, and that's a very good point. I want to thank you for bringing that subject up. And the fact is, we still, Gary, and ladies and gentlemen, we still have the option to hit the off button.
Well, you can, absolutely. Although I don't know that a lot of Baltimore fans are going to do that. Tomorrow, to be quite honest, the 4:30 game.
Well, let's hope that they're healed and they've been in the ice baths and they're ready to go.
All right, you got it.
Thank you very much, Gary. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for holding through the news, weather, and sports. Gary always does a phenomenal job. We are talking this morning, and we're going to go back to Sue, who was making a great point before we went to the bottom of the hour about the subject right now. It's not what I wanted to do, but when I saw this morning, I knew it was a necessity. Meet some of the violent killers for whom the current president, whose name I refuse to say anymore, commuted death sentences. So, Sue, we have a couple minutes before we go to traffic, so please continue your thought, and if the conversation's flowing, I'll hold you through weather and traffic.
Okay. I mean, it was just the whole point of maybe it's what's the bigger picture in it, or maybe it's to wake up America, maybe it's to wake up the other Christ-like thinkers or
no keep going. You're making a great point.
Maybe it's to wake up the Christ-like people that are just watching it and getting angry with Joe Biden because he's Joe Biden.
That's a good point, Sue. He certainly has been consistent since he got into the public eye back in Delaware, consistently lying and consistently doing anti-American things. Go ahead.
Right. We listened. I mean, I didn't follow a whole lot. I wasn't listening to a whole lot of talk radio or politics, for that matter, but a lot of the radio stations on the shore here, that are Delaware residents, they know about the politics in Delaware and
great point. Hang tight. I got to go to traffic and weather. I'll be right back to you. Hang tight. All right. So again, Sue is making a very different perspective than Joe was, and I like this. So right now, let's go to traffic with Chuck Whitaker.
Looking at the camera at 795 and Cockeysmill Road, if you know where that is. It's between Franklin Boulevard and 795 and 140, and it's snowing. Yep, just not really doing anything to the roadway at this point. It's just kind of wispy, little stuff on the shoulder, and maybe accumulating a little bit on the grass now. But again, not a big deal. If you're heading to the airport, a lot of folks are. There is a wreck on I-195 eastbound. It's going to be at the ramp at the BW Parkway. We're not sure yet about road blockage, but a lot of traffic will be going in towards BWI, and that's an interchange where a lot of traffic kind of merges right there. So definitely a heads up for that. No big issues right now on the JFX, but if it does start to snow a little bit, could get a little bit damp, could start to be a little tricky after Northern Parkway. So just continue to watch your speed. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. We'll talk to you in a bit. And as Chuck just alluded, it's sort of making a Hallmarked movie type atmosphere out there this morning. Weather, we do have a winter weather advisory until 1 p.m. this morning. However, it will be 44 degrees this afternoon, which means that anything happens should melt. Tomorrow, Christmas Day, partly cloudy and 42. So get out there, be safe, and enjoy. Okay, Sue, let's get back to you with your perspective on the commuting of the death sentences for federal criminals.
Right. And I already reiterated the fact that it's a big picture issue, that even though we all agree that it's a horrible thing and it's not going to bring those people back.
Right.
And that maybe in the big picture of things, it might be to wake us up, wake the people up that haven't been paying attention. That, I just can't imagine nobody's been paying attention and can't see through all of this.
Oh, I agree with you, and perhaps just from a philosophical perspective, perhaps it's a Noah situation where Noah was out trying to tell everyone what was going to happen and no one listened, and now we have certain events. Michelle made a very good point about she pondered what might happen to the illegal who just set the sleeping woman on fire. Will he get the death sentence? But Sue, you make some very good points. I love your perspective of it. I think you agree with me that there are no coincidences in life. So I'm sorry, you were getting ready to speak. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, and about the guy that set that woman on fire. I mean, that people were standing there watching it, taking pictures,
right?
And doing nothing.
Nothing.
I mean, that's the big picture thing that we're talking about here, that, maybe it's to slap us all back into reality.
Yes.
That, hey,
Yeah, yeah.
It's multiple times people didn't listen, and God was trying to tell, the Israelites.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yes.
Didn't listen.
Yep.
And here we go, and so... it's a horrifying and a horrible decision, but maybe that was not... I mean, he's not...
Maybe it'll be...
He's not...
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, please.
No.
No, I was just going to say, maybe, again, that will be another spark that will ignite the fire of the hardworking, law-abiding American citizens and realize how precious life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is. And you made a wonderful point about how, and I didn't know this, so thank you for letting us know, that no one did anything, yet look what happened to Daniel Penny.
Exactly.
When he and a couple other people subdued a man who was threatening to kill people. I mean, give me a break. Well, Sue, may God bless you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling from Federalsburg. Is it snowing over there this morning?
It's still pretty dark out. I doubt it.
Okay. Well.
No snow.
Okay. Be safe.
No snow.
Have a wonderful Christmas. And again, thank you very much for calling.
Okay. You too, Jeff. Thank you.
It's my pleasure.
Jeff, what I was going to say, it's Michelle. What I was going to say, too, is that this administration, I believe, aren't they seeking the death penalty for Luigi Mangione for shooting the CEO?
Yes. Well, Luigi Mangione is a terrorist, according to the media. Right now, Michelle, you bring up a wonderful point. So, Luigi Mangione, are we not innocent until proven guilty?
Exactly.
Is this not the United States of the... sit here with the... And you can see it, right? Mm-hmm. This is the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. I'm not going to read it like... And we've got callers, which is great. But you're spot on. And as Sue was saying, we have all these different signs. Yet, like I was talking to Gary regarding the NFL tomorrow, we are so obsessed. And Gary made a great point with instantaneous information and staring at the screen that I don't think we engage our brains the way we should. So your point is excellent. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right. I'm not going to take, let's see, Bill and Owings and Jim and Towson, just hang with me, please, because I've got to take a break very shortly. But what I want to do here is, because I want to give our callers ample time, bear with me, guys. I want to read real quick. All right, so let's learn about Brandon Basham and Chadwick Fox. Brandon Basham and Chadwick Fox were sentenced to death after having murdered 44-year-old Alice Donovan and 19-year-old Samantha Burns in 2002 after the pair escaped from prison in Kentucky. Specifically, Basham was convicted for rape and murder of Donovan, whom he and Fox kidnapped in a Walmart parking lot in South Carolina. So we're going to go to break, and when we get back, I'm going to finish reading his bio, and then we'll take Bill and Owings and Jim and Towson. So we'll be right back.
Attention all kitchen and bathroom modelers, free expert design service and guaranteed fit. Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers is the partner you need. Our design showroom and wholesale pricing assures a great client experience to beat your competition. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to ChesapeakeKitchens.com.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Rod Barowie with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120.
You're who you always were.
She was screaming and crying. I've never seen her like that in my life.
You're who you've always been.
So we ended up calling the doctor, and he said, this isn't just an ear infection.
You always had it in you.
This is our daughter, and we didn't know how to help her.
To fight monsters and win.
Every day, thousands of kids like Gwen enter a Children's Miracle Network hospital. And for many of them, they're fighting for their lives. Children's hospitals are underfunded, which is why these hospitals rely on community support. 100% of contributions made at helpkidstoday.org go to your local member children's hospital so they can spend it on their most urgent needs.
It's life-changing for a kid like Gwen.
We can't change their diagnosis, but together, we're changing their future. For ways to help, visit us at helpkidstoday.org. helpkidstoday.org.
If you're ready to retire or just thinking about retiring, Retire Smart Maryland Radio is your go-to. Now with another hour during the weekend, Retire Smart Maryland Radio, Saturdays at noon and again on Sundays at 2 p.m. Each week, they'll answer your questions on how to thrive in today's stock markets. Retire Smart Maryland, your one-stop financial source for retiring smart. Retire Smart Maryland, Saturdays at noon and Sundays at 2 p.m., exclusively on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Join Gil Kuda every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 for On the Money. Gil will take your calls on how to live a worry-free retirement with a rebroadcast Saturday mornings from 11 to noon on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. You can listen to WCBM wherever you go, at home, at work, in the car, or at the gym. Take WCBM on vacation or on a walk, and don't miss a minute of your favorite shows live or on demand. Listen on AM 680, 99.9 FM in Harford County, WCBM.com, and the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. Make the right choice. Talk Radio 680 WCBM at 99.9 FM in Harford County.
It's snowing a little bit out there, so let's go to the jet-flying, limo-riding, kiss-stealing, wheeling-dealing son of a gun, Charles Whitaker. What's happening out there, Chuck?
I wasn't sure where you were going to go with that, but that's all. Especially the end part. You know, there's a, you know, it's foreboding when you see a state highway plow going in to the Old Harbor Tunnel.
Oh,
just
boy.
Light snow. I mean, you know, they're actually still treating some of the roadways just to make sure. But both the tunnels right now are clear. The snow is really not having any impact at all on the Beltway, even though we've seen some blowing across the roadway in the area around Hartford Road. There's some light snow still falling at Liberty Road, but the pace is good. A lot of traffic now through the area. But, you know, we're not looking at the normal heavy rush hour per se. It looks like the wreck that was at I-195 and the ramp at the VW Parkway may have cleared now, and at least is off to the shoulder. So if you're going into the airport, we should be okay through there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Thank you, Chuck. We'll talk to you in a bit. Again, obviously, as Chuck said, there is snow out there, so there is a winter weather advisory until 1 p.m. today with a high of 44. So whatever's happening today should melt and dry up for the Christmas festivities and church services and mass. Christmas Day will be partly cloudy and 42. So let me quickly, before we go to the calls, I want to finish reading about the two brainiacs, Brandon Basham and Chadwick Fox. So specifically, Brandon was convicted for the rape and murder of Donovan, whom he and Fox kidnapped in a Walmart parking lot in South Carolina. Donovan's remains were found in 2009. Basham and Fox admitted to murdering Burns, who was last seen in the parking lot of a West Virginia shopping mall. Her remains have never been found. So let's go to Bill and Owings. Bill, what say you on this subject that we're so passionately talking about this morning?
Good morning and Merry Christmas.
A very Merry Christmas to you, Bill. It's nice to hear your voice.
Yes, sir. Have you ever noticed that in all the talking of all this stuff, and it's just what you hear about a minute ago, there's very little to no rights, and the ones that suffer are the victims.
Mm-hmm. That's a great point.
I've got no compassion for people that are beyond the shadow of a doubt, including DNA. And there's the key there. And they, 99% certainty, whatever, that this person has done it. Of course, I want them to have a fair trial. But
yes,
I was disgusted at looking at a picture of Mangione sitting there smiling with his lawyers, and I think, you know, I don't buy the mental insanity stuff, because a lot of times they know right from wrong. And you look at the poor victims, and you look at people that have been rooting for this scumbag, that he's some kind of a hero. Can you imagine the family having, the victims having to hear that?
No. I
this guy shot him in the back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the people that view this stuff, like the woman catching on fire, they should be held criminally as accessories.
Well, Michelle brought that up, and she made a wonderful point. And again, Bill, I didn't know this, that people just sat there. I mean, think about this. People sat there and watched a fellow human being burn to death. Yet, as we talked about, Daniel Penny, his entire life was turned up side down for being a good Samaritan. Bill, you're spot on.
You know, I'll just end with this.
Yes, sir.
I'll let you draw your own conclusions about how I feel, and I think that should answer what kind of punishment should be administered, because it's gone on way too long, and I get tired of seeing them spend years in prison on our tax money,
mm-hmm.
and getting three meals a day.
Mm-hmm.
And I only want death penalty if it can be proven with the unit that they did it. And then after that, I have no sympathy for people that do stuff like this, and people that sympathize with people like Mangione.
Murder is murder, and as you alluded, Bill, if you've been convicted, then let the punishment fit the crime. But I want to thank you very much for calling this morning. I hope you and your family have a very blessed Christmas
and
a very healthy and prosperous New Year's.
And you too.
Thank you, sir. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's go to Jim in Towson. Jim, you want to talk about the evil in society, and thank you very much for taking the time at almost the top of the hour to join us this morning.
Hi, Jeff. Merry Christmas to you.
A very Merry Christmas to you.
I wanted to talk a little bit about, sort of take a step back, and people sometimes wonder, how can people do this? What do they have in mind? I just read a great book called The Devil and Bella Dodd. Bella Dodd was a woman who in the late 30s joined the Communist Party, and then in the late 40s she renounced communism, and she testified in front of the Senate on various government committees many times, and she just, in her book, she talks about how much hate for America, hate for anything mm-hmm. good is in the Communist Party. Mm-hmm. And the Communists, their agent, I believe, they're agents of the devil. And,
oh, absolutely.
They just want to destroy, they want to destroy America. And in that book, she talks about the things that they do and how they attack society. They go, go for the children right away.
Jim, I've got to go to break. Can you hold through the news? Because you're making very relevant points, and I'd like to continue this conversation. Are you able to hold, Jim?
Sure.
All right, hang tight. I apologize. We're running up on the clock, but we'll pick this up on the other side of the hour. This is fascinating. We're talking about the commuted sentences of federal murderers. This is Jeff McDonald.
WCBM Baltimore is Top Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. While some parts of the east, the plains, and the northwest deal with wintry weather that could complicate holiday travel, parts of coastal California being slammed by flooding and destructive surf.
A Pacific storm expected to bring hurricane-force winds and waves up to 60 feet is already blamed for at least one death along California's central coast. Santa Cruz County Sheriff's Office says the wave trapped a man beneath debris at Sunset State Beach. The high surf's also believed to have pulled another man into the Pacific just a little farther south. To the north, Santa Cruz Parks and Recreation Director Tony Elliott says
the Santa Cruz Wharf was hit as part of the swell event with large waves, and we lost, we believe, approximately about 150 feet of the end of the wharf.
The wharf was under renovation after damage from previous storms, and two people had to be rescued from the water, while a third swam to safety. None seriously injured. I'm Ben Thomas.
AAA predicts record holiday travel this year, and while most will go by car, some travelers, like Haley Hahn, are catching a flight.
Now that we're at the airport, I feel like I can relax. It was a little bit of a hassle to get packed and ready. But there's also a magic about the holidays that makes it exciting to travel.
AAA expects 119 million Americans travel at least 50 miles from home for the holiday. Would the purchase of U.S. steel by Japan's Nippon Steel pose a national security threat? The government advisory panel has failed to reach a consensus on that question. It leaves a decision to President Biden. He opposes the merger, as does President-elect Trump. This will be a holiday-shortened trading day on Wall Street, with the New York Stock Exchange and the Nasdaq closing early. They'll close at 1 p.m. Eastern. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 23 points, Nasdaq futures up 24. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Right. Hi, everyone. If you or someone you know were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma within the past 20 years, listen up. Because you could be entitled to significant cash compensation. For years, the weed killer Roundup was used in homes, farms, and gardens. And now studies have proven a direct link between Roundup and this deadly cancer. So if you or someone you know have been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, call us and find out if you qualify for a cash settlement. 800-842-6060. That's 800-842-6060. Time to file a claim is running out, so don't delay. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can find out if you qualify for a monetary award. Call 800-842-6060. That's 800-842-6060. 800-842-6060.
Call now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Com.
A UN investigative team reports progress in the war crimes investigation of Syria's Bashar al-Assad.
The UN organization assisting in investigating the most serious crimes in Syria says the country's new authorities were very receptive to its request for cooperation during a just concluded visit to Damascus and is preparing to deploy. The visit, led by Robert Pettit, head of the International Impartial and Independent Mechanism for Syria, was the first since the organization was established by the UN General Assembly in 2016. It was created to assist in evidence gathering and prosecution of individuals responsible for possible war crimes, crimes against humanity and genocide since Syria's civil war began in 2011. Pettit highlighted the urgency of preserving documents and other evidence before it's lost. I'm Charles Villatas.
Hong Kong police announcing a fresh round of arrest warrants for six activists based overseas wanted for national security offenses. News and analysis, townhall.com. A NASA spacecraft about to go where no craft has gone before.
The Parker Solar Probe was launched in 2018 to get a close-up look at the sun. On Tuesday, Parker will pass within a record-breaking 3.8 million miles of the sun's surface. That's nearly seven times closer to the sun than previous spacecraft. Scientists won't hear from Parker until a few days after the flyby. It'll continue circling the sun at this distance until at least September. Scientists hope to better understand what drives the solar wind and why the corona is so much hotter than the sun's surface. Keith Peters reported.
Preservationists have uncovered images of eight angels in a historic Boston church. It counted Paul Revere as a bell ringer, played a key role in the Revolutionary War. The angels were painted in the early 18th century, but were covered with white paint in 1912, part of a renovation of the Old North Church. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Let's go to traffic with Chuck Whitaker.
Snow is now covering the grass, I-83, Belfast Road. So that's up in the northern part of the county, not so much on the roadway. The roadways are still clear. The painted out areas and some of the shoulders, if you had to get off the roadway onto the shoulder, just enough covering there. There could be a little bit slick in case you had a flat tire or some engine problems, something like that. So just giving you the heads up, the main line of the roadways are still fine. They've been treated, so I don't think that's going to be a problem. Just in some of the areas, like right here where the ramp comes on from Belfast Road, that ramp area where it's painted out is now snow covered, and the shoulder is as well. So it's not a big deal right now. Just got to use caution. One new wreck, Capitol Beltway, outer loop at Route 214. It's on the shoulder in Prince George's County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
There's a winter weather advisory this morning until 1 o'clock this afternoon. Some light freezing rain or drizzle in spots. Doesn't last long. Will dry out later today and warm up, 44 today. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 42 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Pastor David Lewis at a Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with today's moment of truth. King Solomon, the wisest man who ever lived, told us in Proverbs chapter 4, the wicked cannot sleep unless they do evil, and they are deprived of sleep unless they make someone stumble and fall. Does that remind you of anyone? Your congressman, maybe? Your senator? Anyone in the media or academia? How about Big Pharma or corporate America? Maybe the president. Do I need to name names? Hebrew scholar Michael V. Fox reads it this way. The wicked have a need to cause harm. Their peace of mind depends upon it. They have a strange need for corruption for its own sake. If you ever wondered why people, and by extension the world at large, act the way they do, get a copy of the book with all the answers, the Holy Bible. This is Pastor David Lewis, and this has been today's Moment of Truth.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the Ravens have owned the Texans in the past, winning 12 of 14 overall in this series, including twice last year, once in the playoffs. But the past doesn't necessarily portend the future. One matchup to watch, which could change the result tomorrow, will be Texans wide receiver Nico Collins against the Ravens' pass defense.
Play action for Stroud. He's going to take a deep shot down the field. Nico Collins is there. He goes up. What a catch by Nico Collins. Collins.
55 yards from Stroud to Collins. That one against the Colts, that call courtesy of CBS. Collins a deep threat, 60 catches, 15 yards per catch, 6 touchdowns on the year. And here's an injury update for the Ravens. Zay Flowers now with a shoulder sling. He is not listed yet, but could be questionable for the game tomorrow afternoon. Also out for Baltimore right now are Nelson Agholor and Justice Hill. All did not practice yesterday. Meanwhile, for the Texans, their pass rush duo of Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson Jr. appear to be intact. Both practiced yesterday, 21.5 sacks between the two. Houston has also claimed former Raven Deontay Johnson off waivers from the Baltimore Ravens. Elsewhere in the NFL, Packers clinched the playoffs for the fifth time in 6 years, 34-0 over the Saints last night. Baseball news, Walker Buehler off the market. The pitcher on his way to the American League East to the Red Sox. They got him 1 year for $21 million. Coming up at 7:35, Lamar Jackson makes an admission. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back to The Morning Drive. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. God gave us faith, hope, and love, and the greatest is love. Good morning. I am Jeff McDonald. I am your guest host this week for The Morning Drive, sitting in for Sean Casey and Bruce Elliott. I want to thank them and WCBM for the opportunity. And this is Christmas Eve, and it was not my intent to go into this subject, but early this morning when I turned on my laptop and I looked at this headline, I said to myself, this is something that we need to talk about this morning, and we're doing just that. We've had great calls. We're going to go to Jim in just a second, but please give me a call about this topic at 410-922-6680, 800-922-6680. And the topic is, meet some of the violent killers for whom Biden commuted death sentences. And we go back to Jim and Towson. Jim, you were making a great point about a book that you read about someone who was involved in communism. And if you will, before you get back to your points, please reference the author in the book again, because I think it's profound enough that people need to write it down and then get that book and read it. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, the book is The Devil and Bella Dodd, B-E-L-L-A. D-O-D-D, and I'm sorry, but the author's name escapes.
That's okay.
but she was a former communist, and she repented of her ways. And you mentioned earlier in your first hour a couple times the word demonic, and these people who committed the murders, they're heinous crimes, but I was thinking more along the lines of the power that the people who, like a Biden, what motivates them. And I'm sorry, but I think that they're motivated by evil. They want to destroy society. They and that's what the communists preach. They want to. They hate God, and the devil is real. I mean, yeah, all you have to do is listen to exorcists and some of the stories that priests encounter when they do these exorcisms, and the devil is a real entity, and people sometimes think you're nuts when you say something like that.
People, look, the truth has no agenda, and you're bringing up some very good points, but once again, I got to hold you as we go to traffic and weather, because you're making great points, so just hang tight, Jim. I'm going to traffic, weather, and then I'm coming right back to you. All right, so Jim this morning is making some incredible points, and he talked about Catholicism. I want to ask him a couple questions about that, but right now, let's get back to traffic with Chuck Whitaker. A little breeze and a little wintry weather out there this morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Looking at the live shot here in Blair, Maryland.
Good old Blair, Maryland.
Little covering here on Route 22 at Shucks Road out there by the McDonald's. So a little covering right there in the middle of the roadway. So it just gives you some idea if the roadway has not been treated. There's some snow that is actually on the roadway. And then I went over to look in the other part of Harford County. Snowing pretty good, mainly on the grass. But there's a little bit here on the road, Route 24 at Jarrettsville Road. So kind of the areas mainly to the north are getting a little more than we are on the Beltway. But the Beltway itself of the major roadways are clear. But some of these roads up in Harford County, northern Baltimore County, that haven't been treated, there's just enough that there's a little covering on the highway, and heads up for that as you start to head out. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. We'll talk to you in a little while, ladies and gentlemen. The weather outside is a little frightful, but the driving can be delightful if you will just take your time and be safe. It's Christmas Eve. Let's be very courteous and wonderful to each other. All right, so obviously we have a winter weather advisory until 1 p.m. this afternoon. The high will be 44, so hopefully everything that's happening this morning and making everything very pretty on Christmas Eve morning will be gone. Christmas Day will be partly cloudy and 42. So let's get right back to Jim. Jim, you're making an excellent point. And what is your perspective that people like Nancy Pelosi and obviously the current president profess to be practicing Catholics? And as you just alluded, that yes, and I agree with you 100%, and I think most people listening do, that the devil is alive and well. He is the fallen angel, and he is the one who rules the earth.
Right. Right. Well, I mean, they're hypocrites. And a lot of people can be hypocrites, say the one thing and do another. That's not out of the ordinary. Even our beloved pontiff has made some statements that really aren't Orthodox Catholicism. And you get into trouble when you criticize him, and he's defrocked some very good holy priests, and I think he's done that in there, and I could spend another hour talking to you about that, but
No, Jim. Yeah, I mean, look. This is talk radio. This is open dialogue. Let's get into this. Who was, and if you don't remember, who was the priest that I think he was in Texas, who was defrocked for taking a strong rightful stance on during the shutdowns and everything else? Do you remember that?
Well, that's Bishop Strickland.
Yes.
He was in Texas, and they attacked him. And truth is always attacked. Truth will always be crucified, as it was 2,000 years ago. So Bishop Strickland was the only bishop, to my knowledge, who took a stand against abortion. And when that rally was held in California, and he's the only bishop cleric who took a stand against some of the, might I say, heretical statements by the beloved pontiff. You know, when he was talking about how all religions can lead to God, and that's not what Jesus says in John 14:6. So
hold on. No, tell us what Jesus said in John 14:6, if you can.
Yeah, sure. Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Exactly.
No one comes to the Father except through me." So, If he says that and someone else twists that into something else and makes a statement, that's, dare I say, heresy. So.
No, I agree, Jim, and let's think about this. You're making up great points. Let's think about this. Jesus died for our sins, and we're talking about the current president who's commuting death sentences, and if, in fact, when they would meet their maker, their death would be very peaceful and calm. No brutal death, Jim, and I think you'll agree with me, is crucifixion and what happened to our Lord and Savior, right?
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Any? Go ahead. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead, please.
No. Just again, Merry Christmas to you and your family, and enjoy.
Jim, I want to thank you very much for calling this morning and making such profound points and relevant points. And I'm certainly wishing you and your family a very blessed Christmas and also a very healthy and prosperous New Year. So again, thank you very much, Jim, for calling us this morning.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, so we've got a lot going on this morning. I'm going to go to Talbot in Burleson, Texas. We've got a call from Texas, so that's great. The great state of Texas. Don't mess with Texas. I'm going to hold Talbot over just for a minute because we have to go to break. But ladies and gentlemen, this is why ever since I was a child, I love talk radio. My mother would have talk radio on in the kitchen all the time, and as a child, I fell in love with the one and only Paul Harvey. Good day. When he would do the rest of the story, and that's what we're doing this morning. I'm reading the headlines. I'm reading the bios, if you will, of these citizens that think that the President of the United States thinks he is the judge, jury, and he has the power to commute their sentences. But you all are bringing up great points. We want to hear more right after we get back from the break. Stay tuned.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. Let me ask you something. Are you concerned about how market volatility and new tax laws will impact your retirement? Isn't retirement income planning a huge deal? How would you like to put your retirement on autopilot? Never have to worry about stock market losses again. How about a plan that can grow when the markets are up, but won't lose a dime when the markets are down? Does that sound good? It should. You might want to meet our friend Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120.
Life is full of balance, but if you are one of the millions of people affected by dizziness, vertigo, and imbalance, finding your footing isn't as easy as it seems. These conditions disrupt daily life and rob people of their independence. They are often misdiagnosed by healthcare providers, and some people are told that their symptoms are all in their head or that they are just due to stress. Nothing could be farther from the truth. Do you often feel dizzy and foggy-headed? Do you reach out for the wall to keep yourself from falling over? Do you experience a constant ringing in your ears? If you answered yes, you might have a problem with your inner ear. But there's hope. Visit liferebalanced.org or call 800-837-8428 to learn how you can get better. Again, that's 800-837-8428. Sponsored by the Vestibular Disorders Association.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it. I'm feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
The Kim Klasick Show.
It kills me about those who say, oh, we got to get the rich to pay their fair share. What about the others that don't pay their fair share, that are spending our tax dollars like it's water? How about those people? Are we never to expect them to pay their fair share? Are we going to sit here? Are we going to continue to support them while we yell at the top 1-2% that they should pay their fair share? Everybody should pay their fair share if that's the case.
The Kim Klasick Show. Weekdays 9 to noon on Talk Radio 680 WCVM. Find out the truth and hear the stories other media won't cover. Listen here and tell your friends, family, and co-workers to turn on Talk Radio 680 WCVM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. Let's go to that jet flying, limo riding, fashion plate traffic. The one and only Charles Whitaker. Chuck, what's happening out there now?
Salt trucks are working. I just saw the salt trucks JFX just to make sure, you know, they're putting a little salt down just to make sure that this doesn't become any freezing rain now that this little bit of snow has started to melt on the roadway. So they're doing a good job. I just saw them on the JFX at Ruxton Road and a convoy there heading up to the Beltway. So the roadway conditions are good. The exit ramp to Ruxton Road was snow covered. They salted that, and now that's gone back down to where it's just wet again. 83 looks good. Back up in the area at Belfast Road. The interstate is good. The travel times are still okay. A little snow on the grass. It's nice to look at. That's fine. We can deal with that. We're still okay, and nothing major with the lanes open. Everybody's moving so far at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Excellent. Let's keep it that way. It's Christmas Eve. Let's be safe. Take our time. Whatever gets done, gets done. What doesn't get done, oh, well, it'll get done tomorrow. So we do have a winter weather advisory until 1 p.m. The high today will be 44, so therefore, whatever we're experiencing this morning, and it is Christmas Eve, so it's lovely to see, will be gone. Christmas Day is partly cloudy and 42. So again, ladies and gentlemen, we've had some fantastic calls this morning, and I had a completely different show that I had prepared yesterday afternoon and early this morning. But when I woke up and I saw on my feed, meet some of the violent killers for whom Biden commuted death sentences, bumping right up to Christmas and Hanukkah, my brain told me that this is something that myself and you need to discuss. I had a couple texts come in that people wanted to get on the air and talk, but they're afraid. Ladies and gentlemen, this is simply you and I sitting across the table from each other. No one else is around. It's you and I, and I want to hear your perspective on this, because you are the ones, it's 25 after the hour, you're the ones that get up every day, eat breakfast, go to work, pay taxes, try to do the right thing. Therefore, this is why I love talk radio, because it's the senior medium, and this is where you and I can have a conversation. So give me a call at 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680, or as I think Talbot in Burleson, Texas probably did, he called us at 800-922-6680. Talbot, good morning, and thank you very much for taking the time to call. And you want to refer back to the subway incident.
Right. Thank you, Jeff.
It's my pleasure.
Great for the opportunity to be on your show. Merry Christmas.
A very Merry Christmas
like to
you.
Know, it's a patchwork of laws, I'm pretty sure, across the states, but do they not have a failure to stop and render aid application that would apply for that subway, the burning victim in the subway?
You know, that's...
Do you only have to stop and render aid if you caused it?
Talbot, you know, that's a very good point. The fact is, why should there be any law? Because there was a time, and I think, Talbot, you and I are the same. I don't care, and I'm going to be very honest with you. If I have a spider or an insect in my house, I very gently get it out of the house. I truly think that in our hearts, as American, we have been ingrained to be the good Samaritan. So, Talbot, you're making a great point. point, I don't know if there is a stop and help law. But, you know, what are your thoughts on that, Talbot?
And the good Samaritan laws usually protect you if you do the best you can and something goes wrong. You
Great
know,
point.
Bring somebody's red while you're doing CPR.
Right.
You know, Heimlich maneuver, something like that. So, okay, do the best you can. That's all I can say, you know. I know trained medical personnel are kind of obligated to do that, but even civilians that are not really trained should do that. And I'm an old Marine, so I'm on Mr. Perry's side.
Thank you very much for your service.
The old... I'm sorry, I'm choking up a little
That's
bit.
That's okay.
The Marine training is usually not supposed to be used stateside. You know, we're trained to take out the bad guys in the sandbox.
Right.
And the fact that he used it here, I don't see a problem with that.
No, as a matter of fact, I think he saved lives. And again, it's the whole dichotomy of everything. It just doesn't make sense. Hence why I'm so glad you called, and I hope others do, because, Talbot, do you agree with me that it's time for we, the American citizens, to get back to truth, justice, and the American way? And like you were referencing, just being good Americans and the Good Samaritan. It's not hard.
Absolutely. And, you know, Mr. Perry, I don't know what his rank was when he got out, but he was trained to take out bad guys.
Yes.
That's what he was trained to do.
And that's exactly what he did.
And that's what he did. So, kudos to him. Semper Fi, my brother.
Thank you. Same to you. And may you, Talbot, may you and your family have a very blessed Christmas and a wonderful and healthy New Year's, prosperous New Year. And I want to thank you for calling us this morning from Burleson, Texas. God bless.
I appreciate it. Roger that, sir.
Roger that. Copy.
All right. Bye.
Bye. We've got Marty in Parkville on the line, but Marty, please hold through the break because I'm coming up on the bottom of the hour. The sands through the hourglass are flying, but they're flying because you all are calling in on Christmas Eve regarding this most relevant subject that we, the people, must talk about. And if we don't talk about it, then once again, it'll just get buried, and they will have their way. So give me a call at 410-922-6680 or 800-922-6680. This is Jeff McDonald on The Morning Drive.
News, I'm Rich Thomason. What's described as a technical issue prompting American Airlines to ground all of its flights in the U.S., the airline posting on X says the technicians are working to fix this unspecified issue in the shortest possible time. While some parts of the East, the Plains, and Northwest deal with wintry weather could complicate holiday travel, California's Central Coast being pummeled by flooding and destructive surf. AAA predicts record holiday travel this year. It expects 119 million Americans to venture at least 50 miles from home for the holiday. Would the purchase of U.S. steel by Japan's Nippon Steel pose a national security risk? A government advisory panel failing to reach a consensus on the question leaves a decision to President Biden. He opposes the merger, as does President-elect Trump. The Dow futures down 9 points. More details, srnnews.com.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. If you have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it, we're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Small businesses are the heart of America. Like you, these entrepreneurs started out with a dream and a drive to build a better life. If you have a small business idea to grow or challenge to face, you don't have to go it alone. Since 1964, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. Today, they're the nation's largest nonprofit source of expert mentoring, resources, and education. Whether you're starting out, building back, or have worked at it for years, SCORE will match you with specialized mentors. Our thousands of volunteers provide the guidance and connections you need for free. Your success is waiting. SCORE is ready to help. Find a mentor today at score.org.
Let's get back to traffic. I just saw on the monitor that there is quite a bit of snow falling out there with Chuck Whitaker. Chuck, good morning.
Morning. Yeah, it's doing a little bit to the shoulder areas, some of the grass on the roadways, but the state highway crews, city crews all did a good job looking at the JFX here at the Old Pimlico Road. That's down towards Northern Parkway. Roadway conditions wet. Everybody has their low beams on just as a precaution, but they treated the roadways overnight, so that's all under control. Just like I said before, if you had to go off to the shoulder area, there's a little bit of covering there that could be an issue if you had a flat tire or you actually had a problem and you had to get off to the side. But other than that, good travel time still through the area has not been a problem going into the Harvard Tunnels. Last time we looked, everybody was okay. I'm going back down right now to the old Harvard Tunnel. Yeah, at O'Donnell Street, we're good there. And it looks like everybody's doing fine at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Yeah, all four lanes are moving both directions on I-95. Salt trucks are still working in the area just as a precaution. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
There's a winter weather advisory this morning until 1 o'clock this afternoon. Some light freezing rain or drizzle in spots. Doesn't last long. Will dry out later today. And warm up, 44 today. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 42 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Ruck Funeral Homes has been celebrating life since 1924. They have 10 decades of dedicated service to the greater Baltimore community. With locations in Towson and Dundalk, their compassionate, experienced staff will guide you through your time of need. To find out more, visit ruckfuneralhomes.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the message from Owings Mills this week is don't sleep on that Texans pass rush. While the Ravens are second in the league behind Denver with 47 sacks this year, the Texans are tied for third with 46. 14 different players have sacked the quarterback for D'Amico Ryan's defense, led by Danielle Hunter with 12 and Will Anderson Jr. with 10.5. Here's Ravens head coach John Harbaugh.
They got the two top guys, of course, but then I look at the roster and it's not just them. They got a whole bunch. They got six guys. Six guys that can get to the quarterback off the edge that we're going to have to contend with.
Meanwhile, Lamar made a very interesting admission yesterday. The news was released that Beyonce would be performing at halftime in Houston. Lamar was asked if he was disappointed that he wouldn't be able to watch.
Can't watch. Nah, because I'm going to go out there and watch. Yeah. Go out there and watch, man. My first time seeing Beyonce perform, and it's at our game. That's dope. I'm going to go out and watch. Sorry, Harbaugh. Sorry, fellas.
Depends how big your lead is.
Priorities, man. I get it. Baseball news. Right-hand pitcher Walker Buehler is off the market. Red Sox get him 1 year for $21 million. Here are the top free agent starting pitchers that are still available if the Orioles decide to make a move. Corbin Burns is number one. Roki Sasaki, the transfer from Japan. Jack Flaherty, Max Scherzer, Nick Pivetta, and Charlie Morton. On the ice, Caps forward Alex Ovechkin has been cleared for contact as he recovers from a broken left fibula, but not in the lineup last night. The Caps could have used him, though, falling 4-1 to the Bruins. Ovechkin's been out since November 18th. The Attorney General of Texas making a big move yesterday. Ken Paxton suing the NCAA to block participation of transgender athletes in women's sports, arguing that it tricks and misleads fans. The Texas lawsuit is the latest attempt by conservative politicians to push the NCAA into banning trans participation in women's sports. The time now is 7:37. When we return, a Christmas Eve football memory.
History happened here for 100 years.
I have seen every stadium constructed in this country. I think what you're about to see will be the finest stadium ever built for professional football in this country.
I think very clearly the hard work and effort that's gone into this terrific stadium, the Ravens Stadium in Camden Yards, will set the standard for NFL stadiums for many, many years.
Baltimore has been listening for 100 years. Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Well, Jeff, it may be true that time may heal all wounds, but this memory may still sting longtime Colts fans, actually. 47 years ago today, December 24th, 1977, a cold, snowy Baltimore day, Memorial Stadium, AFC Division playoff game, one of the greatest games in NFL history. The Oakland Raiders and the Baltimore Colts. Back and forth they went, six lead changes, and it all came down to this. Colts leading 31-28. Raiders had the ball at their own 44-yard line, second and 10, with 2:17 to play.
Back again. Straight drop back. Pumps once. He goes medium deep to Casper.
Here's the offensive coordinator for the Raiders, Tom Flores.
Snake sees it. Ghost sees it. Snake throws it. Not an easy pass to catch, but he made the adjustment.
Casper makes it over the shoulder catch. He's caught from behind at the 15-yard line. Adjustment as Casper, I think, first turned the wrong way and managed to run under that eye lob to the deep part of the defense.
It was called the Ghost to the Post, as I'm sure you remember. Dave Casper makes the catch. It sets up a field goal by Errol Mann, ties the score in regulation, and then the Raiders would go on and win it in overtime. Double overtime, in fact. 37-31. Again, a stinging memory, but one of the greatest games in NFL history.
Stinging memory, and as a matter of fact, I was there.
You were there.
I was there. We had season tickets to the Colts, and we were in Section 34, and if you remember Memorial Stadium,
yeah.
Upstairs, first row, 50-yard line,
yep.
And I can bring in the, I still have the, not that ticket stub, but I still have ticket stubs from those days. That seat, it would be considered now a prime seat at Ravens Stadium, was $10. and as you and I alluded yesterday, Gary, the drama of sports is incredible, and Memorial Stadium, it almost brings a tear to my eye, because Memorial Stadium for me has so many great memories, and it truly was the world's largest outdoor insane asylum.
Well, I remember watching that game on TV. I was in Miami. I was born in Miami, raised in Miami. I was 15 at the time.
Wow.
And I remember watching it thinking, my God, I don't want this game to ever end.
Yeah.
Because it back and forth,
yep.
Up and down, kick returns for touchdowns, interception returns for touchdowns, 2-minute drives, Stabler, you know, Burt Jones,
Mitchell. Burt Jones. Absolutely. You know what? I love the way you do sports, Gary, because you weave so well the great past into what's going on in the present. So
well, I think it's
you.
Important.
Yes.
I think it's important for this town.
Yes.
You know, I've been here for 37 years, so I'm not a native, but
right.
I understand
right.
what this town
yes.
is about. So
yeah.
I think, yeah, weaving the past into the present, very important.
Yes. Thank you very
yep.
much, Gary. We'll talk in a bit. Gemini from local musician Tyler Kane. That was shared with me, and it hit me to the core. And as Gary just said about Baltimore, I love if I can, in my own little way, promote something from Baltimore. And again, that is a song called Gemini by Tyler Kane from his album Duality. So let's get back to it. Good morning. My name is Jeff McDonald. I'm guest hosting on The Morning Drive all week this week, with the exception of tomorrow, which is Christmas and the start of Hanukkah. So I will be with you. And as I alluded earlier in the show, this was not to be my topic this morning, but you all have so graciously taken time, and we are going to get to Marty in Parkville right now. But we are talking about meet some of the violent killers for whom Biden commuted death sentences. Edmonds is. So, Marty, good morning. Thank you very much. I apologize for the long wait, but we've had a lot going on. What say you, my friend?
No worries. I'm sure most of your listeners remember the late, great Ron Smith.
Absolutely.
And he was spot on decades ago about what was happening to our society. He says people behave for two basic reasons. They behave for fear out of either hell or the hangman. And as a society, we've moved away from our religious institutions, which once created that moral compass.
Yes, sir.
That is on the path to straight and narrow. And we no longer have swift and proportional punishment for those who stray from that path.
Uh-huh.
And then we wonder why this generation is turning into a lost generation. They have no direction. They have no moral compass. They have nothing to correct them when they stray from the path of morality.
Marty, hold that thought. I have to go to traffic, but you just made a very good point. Please hold, and I apologize. We're going to go to traffic
now,
but hang tight, Marty. I'm going to come back to you right after.
Mr. Whitaker.
Yeah, right after the great Chuck Whitaker with traffic.
Brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex, looking live at 95 Chopper Road. That's between White Marsh Boulevard and the Harford County line. Snowing pretty good right here, but the roadway conditions are still okay. But there is an accumulation, like we talked about, on both of the shoulders now. And visibility is down, and it's snowing pretty hard right now on that section of 95. So caution advised there. Nothing major so far in the Beltway with an accumulation on the shoulder, but the speeds are still good and traffic is still light. And everybody, at least right here on 95, has their headlights on and they're driving safely. A lot of room between vehicles. Want to give you a heads up. There's a news item in Rosedale. There's been a shooting. Several people are involved here. Breslin Court. It's going to be a local traffic issue. They have a perimeter set up. Breslin Court in Rosedale, right off of Rossville Boulevard. So it's not too early to get your vehicle ready for winter driving. Check your battery, belts, hoses, and your antifreeze. You'll get it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you very much, Chuck. As Chuck just alluded, there is a winter weather advisory until 1 p.m. today. Please take your time out there. Be safe. It's Christmas Eve. Let's all get to where we're going. It doesn't make any difference it takes an extra few minutes. Be careful. The high today, 44, which means all this stuff is going to melt. Tomorrow, Christmas Day, partly cloudy and 42. So let's get back to Marty. Marty, you were making a great point that I want you to expound on, and I just want to say the local places of worship.
Oh, they're disappearing. Left
yes.
And right. I mean, the Catholic Church has just closed how many churches? There's synagogues that are closing down. There's, you know, mosques that are closing down. And if you look at what happens, if you look at the people that aren't recidivists when they get out of prison, it's usually people that find religion in prison.
And that's a great point.
And if you look at the people that recover from addiction, faith-based programs have a so much higher success rate than those that don't. You need that moral compass. You need something to believe in. You need something to wake up every day.
You know, it's your reference regarding those with addiction. The first one that comes to my mind, like you said, that's faith-based and holds those who cross the threshold of their door responsible is Helping Up Mission, which is based, obviously, right here in Baltimore. And the key with Helping Up Mission is, and they're a wonderful organization, and those who may want to spread a little Christmas joy, that is a wonderful way to donate your money or time. Helping Up Mission is when you cross that threshold, you commit to them 1 year. And that is a year of, like you said, Marty, not only is it responsibility, but very, very strong faith. Whereas a lot of the other higher end, higher cost rehab centers sort of coddle and really, I have to say, treat the addicted like children.
belief is strong medicine.
Yes, it is. It's very strong medicine, and it pains me greatly, as you just alluded, Marty, to go drive through Baltimore. We're broadcasting out of Baltimore. You're in Parkville, so let's keep it in Baltimore. It pains me greatly when I do see churches that are A, either boarded up, or B, have been converted into taverns or whatever. Baltimore's heritage, we were talking about Memorial Stadium and sports, but part of Baltimore's heritage were its local communities, the local neighborhoods, and on every corner was the local parish.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I'd like to wish you, your listeners, and your staff over there the very best of Christmases and Hanukkah. And everybody be safe and be blessed.
Amen. And thank you, Marty. You send in a lot of either email or texts to the Morning Drive on a regular basis, and I've heard your voice before on the radio. So thank you for being an active participant, and I want to wish you and your family a very blessed Christmas and a very healthy and prosperous New Year. And again, Marty, thank you very much for waiting so long, and I'm glad you waited, because what you said was so profound.
Okay, thank you.
God bless. Take care. All right, let's go to Lori in Dundalk. Lori, and thank you very much for waiting almost 15 minutes. We truly appreciate it. We've got a lot going on, and you want to talk about your experience with criminals. So good morning, Lori, and welcome to the Morning Drive.
Good morning. Thank you. I am a former police officer, a retired correctional officer.
So you were both a police officer and a corrections officer?
Yes. I had some issues, and I couldn't get through certain things, so I wound up going to the jail because it's a little bit less strenuous.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm not reliant on my experience because I only did a detention center. So it was no, you know, bad people. But, you know, I think Biden and all these other Lulus that are letting these people out, I think when these people start killing and maiming and doing the crazy stuff like lighting people on fire, you know, how do you have somebody in a prison? Because this is not a detention center where they've been. How do you have people locked up forever? They have turned from being decent humans, and they turn to this. And you know, they're going to see somebody that they think they don't like, or they're jealous, or they want. I mean, this is going to be absolutely horrible, because it's bad enough that we have so-called normal people walking down the street, and because they want your car, it's okay to kill you, because they want whatever you have, your pizza, they can, you know, mess your face up and you know, hurt you for life.
Yeah. Lori, hang tight. I got to go to break, but please don't hang up. If you can hang on, because I want to get to you right after the break, because again, like the previous callers, you're making great points, but we have to go to break, and we'll be right back. Hang on, Lori.
Lyme disease, it hurts. It's scary. It makes me feel dizzy and my head hurts.
She burst into this world like she was magical and never stopped, never slowed down since. When Pippa was 7 years old, I got a call from the school nurse, and the nurse said something's wrong with Pippa's eyes. Over the next few months, her health really started declining. And then one morning, she woke up and she couldn't walk.
I wanted to comfort my daughter so badly. I wanted to take the pain away and just put my hands on her. She would scream.
The doctors told us that because we were in the Southeast, that she could not have contracted Lyme disease. We needed a Lyme specialist. There was a time when our house was silent. That was the hardest time. But now she sings again, she laughs, she dances, she's our Pippa again.
If your child is sick and you do not know why, it could be Lyme. Visit ProjectLyme.org to learn more.
When I found out my son was using marijuana, I thought it was just part of adolescence. Lots of teens and young people get high.
But then I found out how powerful today's concentrates are.
I couldn't believe it.
It's far more powerful than weed from the 70s, 80s, and 90s.
When teens use vapes or dabs, The potency can be 80 to 100% THC.
THC can cause addiction, hallucinations, paranoia, anxiety, and cannabis-induced psychosis in youth.
For teens and young adults, marijuana use comes with increased risks
of suicidal thoughts, planning, and attempts.
And these high THC products can be bought almost anywhere, from gas stations to dispensaries. I had no idea.
Talk to your children well before they experiment with today's potent THC products.
Get educated. Help them understand the dangers are real.
Just say no. K-N-O-W. Go to justsayno.org today for the facts.
A public service message from Johnny's Ambassadors.
In a world of tapes and replays, Red Eye Radio is live.
I can't tell you what this president is going to do next. It's just mind-boggling.
Gary McNamara and Eric Harley take your calls all night.
If there were 100 bad options, that was 99 on the list.
Exactly.
Politics, breaking news, and more on Red Eye Radio.
Red Eye Radio is on every morning from 1 to 5 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
You won't need a warrant.
What? Are you crazy?
When you're on the search for news, traffic, and weather, all the evidence you'll need is at the top of the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and whenever news breaks. Talk Radio WCBM 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back to the Morning Drive. Let's go to Chuck Whitaker with traffic. Chuck, what's happening out there?
Well, just following up again on 95, where really in the last 10, 15 minutes got some heavy snow in that area just above White Marsh out to about Route 24. So there's enough there on the roadway that even between the lanes, a little bit of slush, things like that. So again, you just have to watch your speed. And if you're changing lanes from one side to the other, until the salt trucks come back and make another run to get it back down to where it's just wet once again, that would be the concern. And again, if you had a flat tire or you had engine problems, you have to pull off to the side. Some of the shoulder areas are covered with just a little bit of a layer of snow. So that's the problem. Right now, just looking at 95 in the city at Moravia Road, over on the southwest side around Washington Boulevard through there, nothing major. There's some snow on the shoulders, but the travel times are still good. Haven't seen any snow. Haven't seen any problems at all so far down towards the Annapolis area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you very much, Chuck. And as Chuck said, there is weather out there, as there always is. So just take your time. It's Christmas Eve. Be courteous, be kind, and we'll get through it together. Today, a winter weather advisory until 1 p.m. However, the high today is 44, so what's going on this morning should melt off. Tomorrow, Christmas Day, partly cloudy and 42. So this morning, we've been talking about meet some of the violent killers for whom Biden commuted death sentences, and we've had incredible calls, and I truly appreciate that. And let's go back to Lori in Dundalk, who has not only had experience as a police officer, but Lori has also had experience within the prison system. So, Lori, I want to truly thank you for holding on. So let's get back to it.
Before I forget, I'd like to remind everybody, tomorrow, happy birthday, Jesus.
Amen.
That's the reason for the season. Happy birthday, Jesus.
Yes, ma'am.
We tend to forget that.
Well, it's interesting you say that, Lori, because my intent this morning was to start with reading Christ Born of Mary. But like I said, when I saw what the president had done, I just felt compelled to make it the topic this morning because it's talk radio. Like you, so many have called, and the conversation has been great. So please continue with your thoughts.
People don't realize you can't just take a person that has lived in a cage, basically, and give them, complete freedom. There should be little steps, and there should be things. Now, I mean, where I worked, they were only in there for, I think, like up to a year, because it was a detention center versus, a prison. But still, I mean, a lot of people were there because they didn't know how to act. But this is just, all they're doing is unleashing more crazies that if they want to set another person on fire, if they want to cut them up, and you know what? We need to get good lawyers ahead of time, because if anybody gets hurt by these people that were deliberately let go, I don't care if he was a president or not, he deserves to be sued. Anybody that just unleashes people knowing how, you know, crazy people get being locked up for years.
Yeah. He doesn't have the power to let them go. He's commuting their sentences, which means they'll spend the balance of their lives in prison, as one caller mentioned earlier, with obviously three meals, medical attention, dental attention, blah, blah, blah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Because that's the last thing we need.
All right. Exactly.
I mean, you know, you go on the subway. I mean, and it certainly has, well, you know what? He is responsible for this, him and his underlings, for bringing all these people over from other countries that have issues. That is their responsibility.
Well, the amazing thing, Lori, and you're bringing up very, very good points. And I'm glad you brought that up, because I brought this up in the first hour regarding the demonic individual who set the sleeping woman on fire. The illegal alien had been deported under the Trump administration, but had wandered back, just, you know, aimlessly wandered back over the border during the current administration. So I'm so happy you brought that up.
People don't understand fires. My brother was a Boy Scout, and he wound up knocking a bucket of water on him that was on a fire, and it burned him, and my brother was permanently scarred. And my brother just said that was a pain from the heat and stuff that he had never experienced in his life. So, you know, if the lady had lived, you know, she definitely would have been disfigured, and she would have been in pain all her life.
Well, just think about the healing process.
Right. This is just not fair to us. I don't know what we can do, but I tell you what, this is crazy. This is not the USA that I grew up in.
I'm 63,
and you know, you used to be able to walk down the street. I grew up in Baltimore City. You know, it was dope there. You know, I had good parents that said, if I ever find out,
exactly,
I'll kill you.
Exactly. Thank you so much, Lori, for the call. Keep listening, everyone. I want to wish Lori a very happy, a very blessed Christmas and a prosperous and healthy New Year. Stay tuned. We have a special guest coming up at 8 o'clock, and I think you're going to enjoy it. Please stay tuned. I'm Jeff McDonald.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Smack in the middle of a busy holiday travel week, what's described as a technical issue, prompting American Airlines to ground all of its U.S. flights. The airline posting on X, technicians are working to fix the unspecified issue in the shortest possible time. Hamas and Hezbollah have already felt the wrath of Israel. Now the Jewish state is focusing on Yemen's Houthi rebels after the Iran-backed group fired a missile. It was intercepted by the Israeli military.
The latest missile came just hours after Israel's defense minister, Israel Katz, said the country would decapitate the leadership of the Houthis as it had with Hamas and Hezbollah. His remarks are the first time that Israel has publicly acknowledged killing the Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh in Iran. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said progress is being made towards a ceasefire and hostage release deal in Gaza. Today, Christians in Bethlehem will for the second year hold more muted celebrations at the Church of the Nativity. The head of the Catholic Church here has just returned from Gaza, where he told Palestinian Christians, "The whole world is with you. The war will finish and we will rebuild."
The BBC's Amir Nata in Jerusalem. A powerful storm that's battering California's central coast has blamed for at least one death amid predictions of hurricane-force winds and 60-foot waves.
In Santa Cruz, the under-construction municipal wharf partially collapsed, falling into the raging Pacific.
Forecasts suggest conditions are likely to worsen. And Santa Cruz Mayor Fred Keeley says the pilings and piers now in the water
weigh hundreds and hundreds of pounds apiece and are being driven by the Pacific Ocean. That is not something that we think folks ought to mess around with. We encourage people to stay out of the water until further notice.
I'm Ben Thomas.
A holiday shortened trading session today on Wall Street, the NYSE and the NASDAQ closing at 1 p.m. Eastern. Right now, Dow futures down 17 points, so the NASDAQ futures are 39 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I want you to be realistic about December. We're going to have lots of treats, lots of temptations. It's got to be the worst month of the year in terms of eating right. But look, don't stuff treats, meats, and dishes into your mouth without Balance of Nature every single day. Balance of Nature is made from whole fruit and veggie ingredients, and you should not skip taking these daily supplements. I never do. It's the one thing I get right because feeling good is important to me, especially in December. Join me in pushing back against the dreaded December crash. Get Balance of Nature today. Use the discount code Mike G. Sign up as a new customer, and we're going to get you 35% off, plus free shipping and their money-back guarantee. This is an awesome December discount, but you got to use my promo code Mike G. Come on, join me on the Balance of Nature story. Call 800-246-8751 and use the discount code Mike G. 800-246-8751, discount code Mike G, or order online at balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code Mike G to get 35% off, plus free shipping from Balance of Nature.
All states.
Hong Kong's government offering rewards of more than $100,000 for the arrest of six pro-democracy activists now living abroad.
The group includes a former district councillor, an actor, and a YouTuber. Hong Kong officials say they've undermined national security in the territory and are offering $1 million Hong Kong each for their detention. Bounties have been placed on a total of 19 overseas activists since China initiated a crackdown on rights and freedoms in Hong Kong 4 years ago. Many of these continue to lobby for democracy in the territory. They're unlikely to be sent back by the countries in which they're now living.
The BBC's Michael Bristow. A Russian-born U.S. citizen already jailed in Russia on a bribery conviction has been handed a second 15-year jail term for spying. A Moscow court brought espionage charges against Gene Spector in August of 2023, although details surrounding the case not made public. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. An ex-D.C. police officer is convicted of leaking confidential information to a leader of the group, the Proud Boys.
U.S. District Judge Amy Berman Jackson convicted former Metropolitan Police Department Lieutenant Shane Lamond of obstructing justice and making false statements. Lamond was charged with leaking information to then-Proud Boys National Chairman Enrique Tarrio, who was under investigation at the time, in the burning of a Black Lives Matter banner in Washington. Sentencing for Lamond is scheduled for April 3rd. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A chemical company official charged in connection with the unauthorized discharge of oil that left a miles-long dark oily sheen on the Flint River in Michigan. About 15,000 gallons of an oil chemical mixture was released back in June of 2022. The spill came from a storm sewer that discharges into the river. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Welcome back, and let's go to traffic with Chuck Whitaker.
Well, here's one for you. American Airlines just posted that they're having technical issues and all their flights are affected. So that's nice.
Yeah.
Nationwide.
Nationwide. Christmas Eve.
That's fun. Going to be sitting at the airport now and just waiting to see what happens, I guess. All right, so here's what we did. We went down, looked at the Capitol Beltway. Nothing in Montgomery County or Prince George's County to the American Legion Bridge. That goes to Northern Virginia. The Woodrow Wilson Bridge into Northern Virginia. All the lanes are open. The roadway conditions are fine. It's been perfectly fine through Annapolis. No problems at all. It didn't get any snow right now, at least. If there was, there was very little in that area between the Bay Bridge and I-97. So all is well. Looking at I-95 again, Harford County. A little dusting on the grass, a little dusting in some of the painted out areas, but the pace is good and everybody's open right now and traveling okay along I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
There's a winter weather advisory this morning until 1 o'clock this afternoon. Some light freezing rain or drizzle in spots. Doesn't last long. Will dry out later today. And warm up, 44 today. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 42 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my dentists and their amazing practice. Dr. Laser and Dr. Doroshenko have been making my smile great again for a couple of years. And they've addressed dental issue after dental issue with extraordinary care and the highest standards of excellence. Now, the practice is Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, and you can check out their gallery of smiles on Instagram at Cosmetic Dentist Baltimore. If you have missing teeth, that snaggletooth, discolored teeth, loose-fitting dentures that annoy the heck out of you, or if you just want implants or veneers that look perfect and not like something from a bad B-movie, do what I've done and have Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry make your smile great again. Call 410-356-7799 or send them a message online at CosmeticDentistBaltimore.com. They also offer sedation dentistry for the anxious patient. Call Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, 410-356-7799, 410-356-7799, and make your smile great again.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, there is a scenario where the Ravens could leave Texas tomorrow night in control of their own destiny in the AFC North. The Steelers play the Chiefs in the early game on Christmas Day, that one in Pittsburgh. A Chiefs win in that game, and a Ravens win over the Texans puts Baltimore in the AFC North lead with one game to play. Ravens safety Kyle Hamilton was asked if he was aware of all the possibilities.
I have no clue how it works out. I mean, we're just trying to win all the games and that we can, and you know, if we get home games in the playoffs or not, you know, we're trying to win those games too. And I think at the end of the day, whatever cards we're dealt, whatever cards we end up playing ourselves into, doesn't really matter. We're going to do what we do.
That's always been very interesting to me, the difference between fans and media and players. We're all concerned about the playoff possibilities and the tiebreakers and the who struck John. Players just want to win games. Injury update, Zay Flowers was a DNP yesterday, shoulder in a sling. Elsewhere in the NFL, and this just in case you missed it, the Saints do not play well in cold weather.
Third down and goal, back to the air. Touchdown, Wicks wide open. Green Bay takes the early lead.
Dontavian Wicks with the score, Joe Buck with the call on ESPN. 34-0, the final. Green Bay handing the Saints their worst shutout loss in over 20 years. Coming up at 8:35, Baltimore Sports did something Saturday that hadn't been done in 53 years. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
It's time to listen to you, the listeners. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com. Baltimore is listening. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back to the Morning Drive. Praise God from whom all blessings flow, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. God gave us faith, hope, and love, and the greatest is love. Welcome back again. My name is Jeff McDonald. I'm president of the Patriot Club of America and your host this week on the Morning Drive. I want to thank Sean Casey and WCBM for the opportunity and the privilege to be with you this week. We've been talking all morning. I can't believe it went 2 hours with incredible calls regarding the, and I looked at this headline this morning and I was stunned.
meet some of the violent killers for whom Biden commuted death sentences. We had a lot of great calls about that. We got into some of their horrific crimes. But ladies and gentlemen, as the top of the hour music said, we are now going to see the light. And part of seeing the light is shifting into something that is spectacularly positive. And I am going to introduce to you in a minute someone named Angela, who I've gotten to know recently, and I want to tell you a little bit about her story. Starting at 13, for 20 years, Angela struggled with panic attacks, anxiety, depression, and was taking various pharmaceuticals. However, after 20 years of strong faith, a loving, supportive family, incredible intestinal fortitude, Angela's life is completely different. And good morning, Angela. Angela, welcome to WCBM, The Morning Drive. I want to thank you for taking the time this morning to tell us about your incredible story. The first 2 hours, like I said, they were very captivating. They were very relevant. They were very prevalent to what's going on today. But today is Christmas Eve. We are celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I just thought it very prudent to have you on so that you could share your story with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. So tell us about it. Tell us about it from when you were 13. Let's start there. And when you struggled with the panic attacks. Actually, I just looked at the clock. I'm going to have to go to traffic in a couple seconds, but that's where we're going to start, Angela. We're going to start from when you were 13 and you started with the panic attacks, the anxiety, the depression, and the various, obviously, which led to the pharmaceuticals. But right now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break, go to traffic and weather with Chuck Whitaker, and we will be right back with Angela.
Looks like that line of snow is still kind of moving south and east through the area. So northern Baltimore County, northern Harford County, and up 95, they've been getting most of the snow. It just looked at 83, and that's much better than it was even 45 minutes ago. Downtown right now, looking at the camera, had a little bit of snow earlier. Some of the ramp lanes are a little bit clogged up there right on the side at the ramp to 95 Russell Street. But 95 on the main line is clear. Looked all the way up 95 towards the Harford County line, up through Cecil County. Roadways are wet. There's been some snow in the area. A little bit of snow on the shoulder, but the travel times are still good. They have advisories now for heavy snow going up through Delaware and up towards New York if you're continuing north on 95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Christmas Eve, ladies and gentlemen. Let's be safe out there. Let's take our time. And if you have not heard, by the way, American Airlines is having a technical glitch and they are grounded throughout the United States. Winter weather advisory today here in the Baltimore area until 1 p.m. However, it will be a high of 44 today, which means all this should melt. And tomorrow for Christmas Day, we're going to have a beautiful day, partly cloudy and 42. So let's get back with Angela and we can get into her incredible story. So Angela, welcome back. And again, let's start with your story when you were 13.
So what happened was I started to gradually get into this vicious cycle of negative thoughts where I just thought everything was going to go wrong. I just would anticipate things going wrong, and then over time it developed into physical symptoms where I didn't know what I was experiencing, but there was different forms where I would just feel very, very weird for like an hour, 2 hours. Sometimes these things would last, and it was almost like I couldn't control my body. And sometimes I would black out. Sometimes my heart would be beating really fast. Sometimes I would just feel off. Another thing that came with it was embarrassment. I could be talking to a family member. I could be talking to a friend. I could be talking to a total stranger. And all of a sudden, my whole body would go beet red. I'd be sweating profusely for no reason. Like, nothing would trigger this. And it was awful. I mean, I literally call this time my hell on earth. I couldn't control what was happening. And it got worse over time. And, you know, I'm going through school, and I did make it to college, and that didn't work out. So I started falling into these vicious, controlling and abusive relationships over time, because that's how I felt about myself. So I just kept attracting these relationships, and they kept continually getting worse. And over time, I had two kids, one starting at 19 years old, and she actually just turned 17 a couple days ago.
Well, happy birthday to her.
Thank you. And so at the age of about 25, I was going to a counselor, a therapist, and she was an art therapist, and she had me do some drawings, and she said, "You are ADHD." I didn't know what that was. And so she sent me to an ADHD specialist through Johns Hopkins, and I started being prescribed medication for ADHD, specifically Adderall, and I was on this medication for about 5 years. Well, over time, this medication started to be added on to what I call like a cocktail of medication. So I started feeling better about myself. Like, the anxiety was lessened. I was still anxious, but it wasn't as nearly as bad as it was before the medication. I could think clearly. Like, the thoughts just kind of were silenced, the vicious thoughts, the vicious cycle of negative thoughts. And so I thought this was like the cure-all, be-all thing, and I started noticing other people in my life having the same symptoms, and I'm like, oh, this is what's happening, not knowing that the root cause was all the food, the fake foods, I like to call it, that I've been eating, you know, unknowingly, as most of us have been, since birth, that were GMOs and not real foods. You know, you got the pastas and everything that's been genetically modified. And so I started clean eating with the medication, but it wasn't, it started becoming too much. The medications, you know, I've got, he started prescribing me anxiety medicines on top of that. Then at 30
years old, hold on. So you're on the Adderall, mm-hmm. and on top of the Adderall, as you alluded, they yeah. are now, and you phrased it so wonderfully, they are now doing cocktails.
Yes.
Which obviously a cocktail is a blend of various pharmaceutical drugs.
Yes.
Okay.
So
but you yourself are attempting to eat clean mm-hmm. to help alleviate all the things we said that you were going through.
Yeah, I started going on, I think I started with the paleo diet, and I did start feeling good. But I didn't really see the impact of the fake foods really with the medication. So I went back to it, you know, not knowing that. It just, you know.
You went back to the fake food.
Yeah. All right. Eventually over time. Yeah,
all right. So hold that thought. So you're on the medication. You've gone back to the fake food. Mm-hmm. And you stopped eating clean, but you're still on the medication. That's where we'll pick it up. I have to take a break, Angela.
Okay.
So hang tight with me. We'll be right back. This is Jeff McDonald on The Morning Drive. Stay tuned.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. get it going slower.
iZurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
iZurvey or Avacin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZurvey today.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZurvey.com. That's iZERVAY.com.
Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. There is a lot to consider when you are planning out your retirement income. Things like knowing how to maximize your retirement income while also minimizing your taxes in retirement and getting a safe income that's going to last as long as you last. Now, if you'd like to be sure that your accounts are up to date, you should visit my friend Rod Barowi and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call Rod now, 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120 on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
When you need them, your local volunteer fire department routinely answers the call. Whether it be a fire, traffic accident, or a cat stuck in a tree, there is always someone there for you. However, because of declines in memberships, departments are becoming understaffed and struggling. Here's how you can help your neighbors and your community. No matter what skills you may possess, you can make a difference. Your local volunteer fire department desperately needs your help. Can you direct traffic? Install a smoke alarm? Help at fundraisers? Your community needs you. You don't have to fight fire to be a volunteer. Will you make that difference? Will you answer the call? Brought to you by the National Volunteer Firefighter Recruitment Center, a program service of the Volunteer Firefighter Alliance. For more information on how you can help and make a difference, visit www.nvfrc.org. That's www.nvfrc.org.
It's the stuff.
The Biden White House has been the most anti-Israel administration this nation has ever seen.
People are talking about.
I'm the leading person for president, and I'm under a gag order by a man that can't put two sentences together.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back to the Morning Drive. Let's see what's going on out there in the highways and byways with Chuck Whitaker.
There's a report of an accident. I haven't seen the backup yet, but the report was southbound on the BW Parkway at 197. I'm actually looking at the camera at the parkway at 197. If it's there, it's not creating any big problems. Traffic's still okay. The northbound camera looks good. I don't see any big deal. Southbound doesn't mean it's not there, but a heads up if you may be traveling south of Route 32 and down through that area just around the Prince George's County line. JFX, roadway is wet. Salt trucks have been out. Just watch your speed. It's a little damp as you're moving in from the city line towards the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you very much, Chuck. There is a winter weather advisory until 1 p.m. today. However, today's high will be 44. I think the sun's supposed to come out, so what's happening now should melt. And tomorrow for Christmas Day, it will be partly cloudy and 42. My name is Jeff McDonald. Welcome to the Morning Drive. I thank you very much for listening this morning. I think that considering the first 2 hours, we talked about the horrific commuting of murderers by the current president. I wanted to finish this half hour with an incredible story from someone who was on pharmaceuticals, eating processed food, struggled with panic attacks, anxiety, depression, and was taking various pharmaceuticals into her transition into an incredibly clean and wonderful life. So, Angela, welcome back. I think we left off. You described it as hell on earth, but you were slowly weaning yourself off of the pharmaceuticals and processed food. So let's pick it up from there.
Yes. So I was still on the pharmaceuticals. I hadn't started weaning off of that yet. But the problem was I lost more weight from the Adderall because my appetite was suppressed.
Mm. Now, is that typical of Adderall, by the way?
Yes.
I don't know. Okay.
Yes,
okay. Go ahead.
Yes. So I was what I call skinny shamed for like 3 years, and it really got to me.
All right. Hold on. Let's define, and I apologize, I'm ignorant to this.
Okay.
Let's define skinny shamed.
Yes. So making fun of a person, like telling them that they're not eating enough and you need to eat and all this stuff, and saying that when really they have no idea what the person is going through.
Right, and you can't eat because the pharmaceutical drugs that you have been prescribed are squelching your appetite. Okay,
right, exactly. Yeah, so much so that it got to my head, and when I went to New York for taking one of my gemology classes, I gained 15 pounds in 1 week eating pizza and mac and cheese and all of the processed foods to make myself look better for other people.
Wow.
Yeah.
And isn't that where we are today in society?
Yes.
Okay, we're not going to go down that rabbit hole because I want to hear, we're pressed for time. So, all right, so please continue.
Yes, so by the age of 30, I was prescribed all this medication, including blood pressure medicine, because my heart rate was so high from the medications.
So this is, to me, an outstanding example of how Western medicine gets you. Now, before I go into this, yes, there is obviously a use for pharmaceutical medication, but this is such a prime example of how Western medicine just ropes you into the web, and the more they give you, the more challenges you start having. Hence, we have to prescribe more medication. Go ahead.
Right. So what happened over time was, we got to this amount for the Adderall, and, I'm crashing hard at, 4 or 5 o'clock at work. Mm. I can't think. My brain is just, a complete fog. So what do? Okay, well, now we're going to give you the short-term medicines, and now I'm up, 20 more milligrams all the way till, 9, 10 o'clock at night. So eventually, I started not sleeping. And for 2 to 3 weeks, I am on severe sleep deprivation. And I had a lot going on. I mean, I'm a single mom of 2 kids. I'm working full time, running around with my kids to other activities.
Right.
And I was trying to start a business. And I started going manic.
All right, let's fast forward to, because of the constraints of time, let's fast forward to what was the turning point, Angela, when you realized, or at some point, did the light go off? What started the incredible transition that just, I am mesmerized by your story. This part, really, because so many people struggle from the other part, but I am so interested in what you did to get out of this incredible wicked web.
So they prescribed me as bipolar with all this medicine. For 8 months, I was like a zombie. I gained a ton of weight, and it was like somebody turned the switch off to my soul. Like, I was numb.
Mm.
And so eventually I started not taking the medication because I didn't like the way it was making me feel. And by November 2020, I'm like, I'm done. And I just stopped. I mean, I don't recommend this, but I stopped taking it cold turkey, and I started doing a yoga program and really clean eating, and I started noticing the change in my body and in my head over time.
Okay, but that took incredible intestinal fortitude, because obviously I don't know that much about it, but I think you're not supposed to go cold turkey. So let's talk about that when we get back. I have to break for the bottom of the hour news, traffic, weather, and sports, but then we'll kick into that when we get back. And again, Angela, I want to thank you for taking the time this morning. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Jeff McDonald. We'll be right back.
RN News, I'm Rich Thomason. At the height of a busy holiday travel week, what's described as a technical issue prompted American Airlines to briefly ground all of its flights this morning. The ground stop has since been lifted. Hamas and Hezbollah have already felt the wrath of Israel. Now the Jewish state is focusing on Yemen's Houthi rebels after the Iran-backed group fired a missile, was intercepted by the Israeli military. A powerful storm that's been battering California's central coast is blamed for at least one death amid predictions of hurricane-force winds and waves of 60 feet. In Santa Cruz, the under-construction municipal pier partially collapsed, falling into the raging Pacific. It will be a holiday-shortened trading session today on Wall Street. The market's to close at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Dow futures down 20 points. NASDAQ futures 44 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Happy holidays to all. It's the perfect time to talk about Rescue Natural Supplements and their Deck the Hall sale. Right now, you can save up to 78% on exceptional natural supplements for every area of your health. From essentials like omega-3s and probiotics to cholesterol support, natural pain relief, and more. And the best part? Over a dozen health-boosting rescue products are marked down under $20. Get started or stock up today. Call 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. And speak to a rescue product consultant. Or you can shop online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. With rescue, you can reinforce your immune system, boost energy, and reach your health goals. Again, there's no code needed to save up to 78% site-wide. So get a head start on your health. Visit res-q.com today. That's res-q.com.
Tens of millions of tickets.
Tens of millions of tickets.
Tens of millions of tickets.
Thank you, VetTix. Thank you.
Thank you, FirstTix.
Thank you, VetTix and FirstTix.
Thanks to your support, the nonprofits VetTix and FirstTix have given away tens of millions of tickets and counting to vets currently serving military, the immediate family of troops killed in action, and our brave, current, and former first responders. These tickets are a meaningful way to say thank you to America's heroes and help them re-engage with American life by giving them free, fun experiences and new happy memories that'll last a lifetime. And now, we want you to be part of the mission. Got extra tickets to concerts, games, or special events? Or want to see if you qualify? We want you to go to vettix.org and firsttix.org today. Give something to those who gave.
Welcome back to the Morning Drive. Let's go to traffic with Chuck Whitaker.
All right, a little more info on this wreck on the parkway. It looks like it is southbound after 197 and more in the area towards Powder Mill Road because the southbound traffic is basically stopping right in that area. So there's enough of an accident scene there that has created a backup. The roadway conditions are not bad. They're wet from the little bit of snow that we had earlier. But right now, it looks like they might be removing the vehicles from the roadway and they're holding traffic temporarily. So that's 295 will be affected there in Prince George's County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
There's a winter weather advisory this morning until 1 o'clock this afternoon. Some light freezing rain or drizzle in spots. Doesn't last long. Will dry out later today. And warm up, 44 today. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 42 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle at Blindster.com. Blindster is a family-run business that began in 2010, and we've sold millions of custom blinds, shades, and shutters and received over 100,000 five-star reviews. Don't hire an expensive pro. Do it yourself and save big at Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off. Quick turnaround, 3 games in 11 days at the end of a season for a playoff contender. That is not an easy path to navigate for a team, but Ravens head coach John Harbaugh says his team is doing okay.
And one thing about our team is we are in really good shape. Our team is in great condition. Our team recovers very quickly, and that's documented by measurable factors.
And on that note, Ravens left tackle Ronnie Stanley says that Tina, there really is no alternative.
But we still have business to handle. You know, we still have our end goal in our sights, and that's what we're working towards.
On another note, the Ravens defense under the watchful eye of consultant Dean Pease has improved dramatically to the point where it is now a team strength. Here's Harbaugh on what Kyle Hamilton has done for that defense.
This is the premier. You know, the great players probably can do two things. They can do pretty much everything in football, you know, in their area. And they make everybody around them better, you know. And I really do think Kyle is growing into one of those kind of players, you know. It kind of, it's expressed itself the last 2 years, but really in this year and then in the last month.
Game time again is 4:30 tomorrow afternoon. That is Christmas afternoon. It'll be Baltimore at Houston. College football playoff quarterfinals are set. New Year's Eve night, Penn State travels to the Blue Field. They take on Boise State in the Fiesta Bowl. And then New Year's Day, all-day college football, 1 p.m., the Peach Bowl, Texas-Arizona State, 5 p.m., the granddaddy of them all, the Rose Bowl, Ohio State at number one, Oregon. That should be a doozy. And then 8:45 p.m., the Sugar Bowl, the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame taking on the University of Georgia. On this Christmas Eve day, we remember the late Oriole manager Johnny Oates, who passed away on this day in 2004. A former catcher for five teams, including the Orioles, back in the day. He managed the Birds for four seasons, 1991 through 94, then went on to Texas and won three division titles in 7 years. Johnny Oates was one of the nicest, most pious men in baseball. Oates passed away young at the age of 58. The time now is 8:36 when we return. Baltimore sports making history.
Hey, it's Gary Stein here, and I want to tell you about my good friends at Jim Barbie Automotive. Since 2004, family-owned and operated, located at 10821 Philadelphia Road in White Marsh, Jim Barbie Automotive has provided excellent automotive diagnostics and repair. They also provide full-service fleet services. All technicians are ASC certified, so you'll be assured a quality result for your vehicle. Reach Jim Barbie Automotive at 410-335-8848 or online at jimbarbieautomotive.com, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
Jeff, this one's going to be right up your alley here.
Okay.
I wouldn't necessarily call it that the glory days are back in terms of Baltimore sports because we haven't won anything in the last couple years.
Right.
But for the first time in 53 years, this is a fact, both of our major sports teams have made it to the playoffs in back-to-back years. The last time it happened that the Orioles and the Ravens made it to the playoffs in back-to-back years, they made it in 23, they made it in 24, was back in 1970-71.
Wow.
When the Orioles won the World Series against the Reds in 70 and then lost to the Pirates in 71. The Colts won the World Series. Well, it was the Super Bowl of 71, but it was the 70 season when they beat the Raiders in the AFC Championship and then beat Dallas in the Super Bowl. And then they made it back to the playoffs in 71. They lost to Miami in the AFC Championship game. So, but again, the point is, it's the first time in 53 years that both the Orioles and the Ravens have made it back-to-back. So, while they haven't won championships yet this time around, it is a semi-glorious,
day. Yeah, Gary, I'll take it because the excitement and from a holistic perspective, leading up.
Oh, absolutely. It's the journey.
The journey. Yes, it's the journey. And I liked what you referenced earlier with everybody's talking about the playoffs, this, that, and the other. And the player just simply whittles it down to the truth.
Just want
to
win a game.
Just want to win a game. Win a game and get out of the game. Not getting injured.
Yeah. It reminds me of Bo Jackson, the famous Bo quote. They did a 30 for 30 on him on ESPN. And the final question, I think, to Bo Jackson was, how would you like to be remembered? What is your legacy? And he said, on my tombstone, all I wanted to say is here lies a ball player.
Here lies a ball. You know what, Gary? I believe in Occam's razor. Keep it simple, scholar. Keep it simple, scholar. And it all whittles down to the simplicity of everything, right?
Agreed.
Fantastic job. Thank you.
Merry Christmas to you and your family. Happy Hanukkah.
Yes.
I will see you. I won't be here tomorrow, but I will see you on Thursday after the Ravens game.
Absolutely, okay. Gary. I look forward to it. And I love the fact, again, like you and I talked earlier, the way you weave the history into the present. And just the whole drama of sports, you keep it on such a holistic perspective. Well done. Thank you.
Thank you,
and a very blessed Christmas to you.
Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Gary Stein on sports. Again, he does a great job. So the first 2 hours of the show this morning, we talked about the commuting of the sentences from the current president for those on federal death row. But I wanted to end the show today in this final segment with an incredible story about someone. And we're talking to Angela. And Angela's story
story is so relevant to what so many people are suffering from today, which are the panic attacks, the anxiety, the depression, the incredible amount of pharmaceutical prescription drugs. But Angela had the intestinal fortitude, a single mother of two, to make a phenomenal transition. And we're talking about that now. So, Angela, if you will, please pick up the story.
Yes. So I lost 50 pounds with DDP yoga over the next 2 years and started really clean eating, but not just clean eating. I mean, paying attention to what I was putting on my skin and my hair. I started doing, like, baking soda washes with my hair because my hair was falling out again because everything was connected. But in 2022, I started speaking my story on TikTok, and I started going viral.
All right, so hold on. 50 pounds is a very relevant. I mean, if you think about someone who's 150 pounds and was 100 pounds, well, that's you can be very fit at 150 pounds, because we all know that muscle tissue is far more dense and weighs much more than fat cells. So when you say you lost 50 pounds, prior to losing the 50 pounds, how much did you weigh?
Prior to losing the 50 pounds, I was 160 at 5'3".
All right. So, and it was 160 of not from working out. It was 160 from the processed food, from the drugs, so on and so forth. All right. So please continue.
Yes. So in 2023, I started detoxing with Parasite and Heavy Metal Cleanse. And I started going viral from the videos of showing what was coming out and releasing from my body.
Wow.
Yeah. So 2023, that's when my gifts were pouring out. I'm in the middle of writing my book of my spiritual journey and my physical and mental journey. And that's what I know that I have a calling to help people. And so I've been speaking out and talking about healing, not just physically, but from, like, trauma that we have stored in our bodies from, years ago that comes up as physical symptoms.
All right, let's hold that point. Let's talk about that spiritual healing right after we do traffic and weather. So please hang tight, Angela. We'll be right back after traffic and weather. And right now we are going to Chuck Whitaker. Chuck, how is it out there?
All right, American Airlines, number one, has lifted the ground stop, so they're putting people back on planes once again. That lasted about 45 minutes or so. Watching a salt truck right now, I-97 at Benfield Boulevard. There's really no problems right now. The roadway conditions have been handled. They treated everything pretty much overnight. They're putting a little extra salt down just to make sure, because now where it did snow, it's a little bit damp from that. But I'm not seeing any big rash of accidents. One exception, BW Parkway, a little slow southbound approaching Powder Mill Road in Prince George's County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Chuck, thank you very much for a great job as always this morning, and I wish you and your family a very blessed Christmas.
Same to you. We have one more to do.
One more? Oh, we do. We have one. I'm sorry. We do have one more to do, don't we?
Right.
Better early than never, right?
That's true. But Merry Christmas until I see you again next in 10 minutes.
That's right. Okay. All right. We do have a winter weather advisory out there until 1 p.m. However, by early afternoon, we will have a high of 44, so it should all melt away, and hopefully it'll be sunny. And tomorrow for Christmas Day, partly cloudy and 42, so it should turn out to be nice. Now, let's get back to Angela, because unfortunately the sands are running through the hourglass. So, Angela, go ahead. You're talking about coming out of the being overweight and the complete fog and everything that goes along with the pharmaceutical industry.
Yes. So in 2023, I really felt like I was starting to become the best version of myself. I was out of the toxic relationships. And I started to write, and the words were pouring out of me like they never. It was like it was being blocked before. And
Do you think part of it, part of the reason that your incredible talent for writing and your artistic juices, if you will, were blocked because of all of the pharmaceutical drugs you were on?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, I thought that was the answer. Yes. Okay, go ahead. Mm-hmm. My apologies.
Yes. So then in 2024, I went to go to a bodybuilding show that was my yoga teacher was in, and we're taking pictures on stage. And he turns to me and he goes, "You should do this." And I just gave him this weird look, and he's like, "What's stopping you?" And I said, "Me." And so I started training the next week.
You know, that's awesome that when he said that to you, so many people, and perhaps even so many of us, could have said, "Well, my shoulder hurts," or this, or that, right. Or that, or that. But you took full responsibility, and I find that amazing. So please continue.
Yes. So it was a huge deal for me to be on stage. I just had my first show in November, and I just kept telling myself, instead of, and this was a huge thing, was practicing being in the present moment, because once I healed from all these things that I was traumatized from, being in the present moment just changed everything. So I just focused every day, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're not paying attention or thinking about what if for the show, because you're going to rock it. And I did.
I saw the photos. You certainly did.
Yes.
Impressive.
So I'm now currently training for my next show, which is the day before my birthday in June. So it's incredible. The feeling that I was so scared to be in front of people just one-on-one, let alone like a crowd of people on stage. And I did it.
And notwithstanding the fact, have you completed the book? Are you still writing the book?
I'm still writing it. Okay. Like the editing stage right now.
No. That's wonderful. I can't tell you how many times I'm like, I'm going to write a book. Yeah, right. I don't even have a title. But the point is that, Angela, you took full responsibility, you embraced the alternatives, and now look where you are. And quite frankly, this little interview that you and I are doing on the radio, you're doing a phenomenal job. So before we wrap up, Angela, how do people get a hold of you?
So I'm very big on TikTok and Instagram. It's the same handle username. It's ADELINA333.
Say that again. Say that again.
I'm going to spell it.
Yes.
ADOLINA333.
What advice do you have for so many of us who may be in the web that you were in prior to seeing the light, having strong faith and the intestinal fortitude to get out of that horrific cycle?
that is a good question. What really helped me was finding a community of people that
very good
was going through things similarly and what resonated with me. And that's how I started listening to other people's perspectives and their stories, and that projected me into doing things on my own, making my own medicine, and and then started talking about it myself.
Wow. Yeah, fantastic. Listen, Angela, I think this is phenomenal. I mean, as you alluded, for 20 years from the age of 13, for those who are just joining us, Angela struggled from panic attacks, anxiety, depression, and was taking various and many pharmaceuticals. She framed it so well. They were pharmaceutical cocktails, but she got out of it. Angela, one more time, give everyone your contact information, because yours is an incredible story, and I'm so happy to hear that you have such strong faith. So if you will, one more time with your contact information.
Yes, so I'm on TikTok and Instagram, the same name. It's ADOLINA333.
Angela, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I truly appreciate it and your willingness to share your story. If I'm blessed to be on these radio airwaves again, I hope to have you on again. Have a blessed Christmas.
Thank you. Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope that story inspired you, considering the first 2 hours of topics that we had to address, but I wanted to sort of wrap up the show like this, but we will be right back after these messages.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
Attention all kitchen and bath remodelers. Now for over four decades, Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers offers wholesale pricing on premium kitchen and bath solutions. At Chesapeake Kitchens, let our showroom be your showroom. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to ChesapeakeKitchens.com.
Lyme disease, it hurts. It's scary. It makes me feel dizzy and my head hurts.
She burst into this world like she was magical and never stopped, never slowed down since. When Pippa was 7 years old, I got a call from the school nurse, and the nurse said something's wrong with Pippa's eyes. Over the next few months, her health really started declining. And then one morning, she woke up and she couldn't walk.
I wanted to comfort my daughter so badly. I wanted to take the pain away and just put my hands on her. She would scream.
The doctors told us that because we were in the Southeast, that she could not have contracted Lyme disease. We needed a Lyme specialist. There was a time when our house was silent. That was the hardest time. But now she sings again, she laughs, she dances. She's our Pippa again.
If your child is sick and you do not know why, it could be Lyme. Visit ProjectLyme.org to learn more.
If you came across a child struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes, their age, the way they speak? Would you recognize a 13-year-old boy who gets into fights at school,
not because he's a boy, but because he's hungry?
Or a 2-year-old girl who cries all night, not because she's sick,
but because she went to bed without enough to eat?
Or maybe a 9-year-old boy who hopes a friend invites him to the sleepover,
not for fun, just so he can have dinner?
Or a 15-year-old girl who goes for walks over lunch,
so her friends won't know she doesn't have anything to eat?
I am the 1 in 7 American children who struggle with hunger. Kids you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am Child Hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong.
The Rob Carson Show.
We've had a mentally unfit president for the last 4 years who should have been removed by the 25th Amendment. Shame on all of you for doing this. We've had a man with dementia in charge of our country for 4 years, and they knew it when he was running. 30 days before he exits office, the Wall Street Journal finally does a piece saying he was never qualified to be in office.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Welcome back to the Morning Drive. This is Jeff McDonald. Let's go to traffic with Chuck Whitaker.
All right, the BW Parkway, last check a couple minutes ago, was still a little bit slow. The wreck was south from 197 down to Powder Mill Road. That's been the only problem all morning. We had the snow earlier, had a little accumulation here and there, covered the grass a little bit, but the roadway conditions are wet, and it's right there where it's about 31, 32 degrees. So the salt trucks are still out just to make sure that the bridges and everything are still doing fine. But if you're traveling right now, both sides of 95, 83, I-70, everybody's doing okay, and they're dealing with it. Some areas, of course, further north are getting a lot more snow through the area. But if you just, watch your speed and take your time, you'll be okay. Get everybody back, and then I come back on Friday. Jeff, you'll be here, and we'll go from there.
Sounds good, Chuck. Now, I can wish you and your family a wonderful and blessed Christmas. And it's snowing up here, and it's in the 20s right now. What is it where you are, my friend?
It is foggy, but it's 60 on its way to 77.
All right. Well,
I'm sorry.
Somebody just blow a little bit this way, so maybe we can at least get into the 50s at some point. But, Chuck, it's an absolute pleasure. And, again, may you and your family have a blessed Christmas, and I look forward to talking talking with you again on Friday.
Do the same. Merry Christmas.
All right, brother. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, there is a winter weather advisory until 1 p.m. However, our high today will be 44, so that should melt. Christmas Day is partly cloudy and 42. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem. Because he was of the house and lineage of David to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Glory to the highest. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." So it was, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all things they had heard and seen and was told to them. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my privilege to be here with you this morning on this Christmas Eve. We started off the show with what needed to be communicated and needed to be talked about, and I am so glad that so many of you called and gave me your perspective on the current president, literally, and I must repeat this headline, "Meet some of the violent killers for whom Biden commuted sentences." I'm not sure what that's all about, but the point is that you all gave me and the other listeners great perspective on what you think and how you feel about this. And in closing, I want to thank you all very much for taking the time to listen today. I hope you enjoyed the show and the information we shared enlightened you. Thank you very much, Michelle, for doing a great job. Stay tuned for Kim Klasick. May God bless you, and the greatest of all is you and your love. May you all have a very blessed and joyous Christmas. I'll see you Thursday.
Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.